the same people that would yell at a minority in the street, going, fuck, you come over to Australia, don't fucking learn the language, you piece of shit, will then go to Bali and go, g'day, cunts, do you have any fucking Carlton draft? And when the poor Indonesian waiter's like, beg your pardon, they're like, whoa, fuck this.
Everybody's doing cocaine and starting up fights, and I'm living fast and pardoned, dying young with my goddamn loaded fist fury. Doing what I do, and I'm spitting in your face because I'm dominating you. Living hard and doing time, and I don't give a fuck. And I've been beat down and thrown around, and now you're out of luck and punch. Fight, fuck. Punch. Fight, fuck. Punch.
Punch.
Fight.
Fight.
And fuck.
Fuck. All right.
It's America's new breakout hit, only on NBC. That Memento, that's what they're trying to push for, that Memento knockoff. The girl with all the tattoos. I mean, she's hot. Obviously, she's hot, but you know what, TV? Enough. You got to mix it up. It's the same shit all the time. America's newest breakout hit. Everybody's talking about the comedy. Just like, shut up. We've heard it. We've heard it. Mix it up. Occupy Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I am Ari Shaffir. On today's episode, I have Nick Cody. He is an Australian. So here's the deal. I first heard the term bogan when I was in Australia. Well, maybe that might not be true. I might have heard it ahead of time. 10-7 halftime. Not bad, Cowboys. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I might have heard it earlier, but I didn't know what it was until I got to Thailand. And my friend from Hong Kong, Sarah, she told me what bogans are. And then I started looking at them and observing them and noticing them. And they are horrible. Now, this is not... Okay, if you don't know what a bogan is, how do I say this? It's not all Australians. It's not most Australians. It's a very small minority of Australians. But I have this theory that I've pushed around a little bit. Eventually, I got to do a bit about this. Garbage people. Everybody has their garbage people. Every city has their garbage people. Every state has their city of garbage people. Every country has their state of garbage people. It's just garbage people. Every race has their garbage people. That's my theory on what the N-word, the N-bomb, really was originally. It's not fucking black professors. Nobody means them when they drop a hard N. They mean, you know, the undesirables of the black culture. Same thing with Mexicans. Same thing with Jews. Same thing with everybody. They all have their garbage people. For the Jews, it's like... maybe Hasidic people. It's the people that are pushy and cheap and it's fucking no taste. It's usually no taste. That's what it boils down to most of the time. No taste. Track suits. I mean, pretty much Italians are the garbage people of the whites. Just garbage. Just like, ugh, there's nothing desirable about you. I mean, you might have an attractive face, but you have no sense of style. No taste. You just bring badness to the world. Always fighting. And that's what bogans are. That's what bogans are. They're just garbage. And they're from Australia. And I figure, why not? What a better way to figure out what bogans really are than to get an Australian. To get someone who actually escaped a life of boganness. Nick Cody. He was en route, just like I was, to being en route to being a Hasidic Jew. I got out so I can describe what it is now from the outside looking in. From the inside looking out. Forget. But Nick Cody was an Australian, and I found out that he was almost going to be a bogan. You don't have to graduate to be a bogan. In fact, graduating is almost denies you the ability to be a bogan. We'll talk about what it is. If you don't know, you've never been to Thailand, and fucking now I found out Bali too. And they just ruin it for everybody. Just like, ugh, what? Everyone's having a good time. Why is that guy fighting? Oh. It's a bogan. All right, I realize now I'm describing it too much without being able to like tell you what it actually is. So just enjoy the episode. You'll love it. Episode 239, Bogan with Nick Cody. Nick's a really funny comic. I met him a long time ago in, I think, Australia. And then I met him again for real, where I remember is at the Montreal Comedy Festival. He was there with the Melbourne guys, Graham. They were all there. What was I going to say? Just hanging out. No, not Graham. Grant. Yeah, and he was cool. We got to talking, became friends. I saw him in Edinburgh. And this is not the last podcast from Edinburgh. There's one more coming at some point about DMT. Anyway, I'm actually going to Australia, you guys. I'm going to be there very, very shortly. Melbourne first at the Comics Lounge. October 15th, 16th, and 17th. Get tickets at arithegreat.com. Then, right from there, the 18th, I'm in Brisbane. And then Sydney. All shows in Sydney have sold out. So Melbourne and Brisbane, hurry up. But we added another Saturday night show in Sydney. Because it's the first time I've added a show, you guys. How cool is that? Not just to add it, but like that's the way you're supposed to add it. Everything's sold out. You've got weeks ahead of time. So we added a second show Saturday at whatever theater it is. I forget because I'm not organized. Also, I've got a lot on my mind because I'm shooting. This is not happening tomorrow. Monday. If you didn't get tickets, well, it's okay. You'll watch it on TV or the internet when it comes out. If you did get tickets or want them, especially for Wednesday for Simone and Prazitsky and Artie Lang, go to my website, arithegreat.com. You can find the link for tickets there. Thatcher's Cider House at the Factory Theater. That's where I am in Sydney. And then right after that, Alberta again for Yuck Yucks in Calgary. Let's start the episode, shall we? I got nothing left to say. Don't forget to use my Amazon link on my website, arithegreat.com. It's right there. Where is this thing? Oh, it's gone. You kidding me? How's the fucking Amazon link gone? What the hell? Oh, I put up ad blockers. And now it's gone. I gotta get a better link. That's on me. Yeah, I'm excited about tomorrow. I'm excited. We've got a lot of good stories. I mean, at minimum, we're gonna have 20 killers. And maybe 7 more, who knows, up in arms. I don't know who this year's Ali Siddiq is going to be. I have a couple guesses. But we'll see. Anyway, I'm excited. Let's start the episode, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank. I don't think I'm forgetting anything. Episode 239, Bogans with Nick Cody starts now. Put on some bonds and they're on their way. You'll hear the car coming from a mile away. But don't victimize him for his way of life. He's sick and tired of hearing people say, Nobody likes a bogan. Nobody likes a bogan. Hey!
Yeah, going over his album.
Yeah, yeah. How is this different than Melbourne Festival?
Just bigger, man. It's like bigger. Melbourne, I think, has 500 shows, and yeah, this has got 3,000.
3,000 shows.
Yeah, but then so that does sound like a big thing, and comics will freak out about it, going, "There's 3,000 shows on."
But you only have one show.
Yeah, unless the other 2,999 shows are actively trying to fuck up your show, I don't see how it's an issue.
I saw Liam something. Payne? That seems wrong.
Okay.
I think he was nominated for an award last year here. Liam okay. Something, but anyway,
English guy. Or
yeah, I think English. Okay. But he was like doing the intro to the show, and like at some point. Next door is a show called Shaggers, and
have you done that show yet? You'll be hearing them.
No, Shaggers? No, I have not.
It's just a showcase show where comics tell sex stories.
Fuck stories?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The guy Nick Coppin runs it. Yeah. It's actually a fun show because the crowd cannot be offended about it.
Because they know the deal going in.
You can come out and open with, so I got chlamydia once, and nobody's like, what? Yeah. They're like, yeah, we're at Shaggers. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. Because like 10 minutes into a set, you hear this music and goes, Shaggers.
Thin walls.
Yeah, it's good combat.
Thin walls in a lot of venues.
Yeah, it is. They're not made for that. But they are made for like weddings and stuff. So like, what if you're giving a wedding speech and then right next door somebody's going like, you know, they're playing the horror or something. Yeah. You're like, what?
Man, we're lucky. We're both in pretty decent venue. Like, your venue's great.
Yeah, my venue's great. No bleed.
My one's a lecture theater.
Electro theater?
No, lecture. Like a college campus.
Oh,
yeah.
Where is that?
Assembly. Okay. George Square, yeah.
Yeah, some of those are really good. That's where I saw Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah, his was like, damn, this is like a real venue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool.
Yelling at people because the toast is not coming down off a wire right.
Man, if you haven't seen Sam Simmons, it's hard to...
Yeah.
It's hard to capture it. Like, his TV spots are always funny, but an hour of him is insane.
Crazy. I really didn't know him at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine a better way to go see the guy than just think he's going to be a regular stand-up.
Yeah.
And then just being surprised by everything. Because that's my problem with, like, musical comedy and stuff. It always starts with, like, a serious verse.
Yeah.
And then becomes joking.
Yeah.
But the problem is, like, you're on a comedy stage.
Yeah.
I know you're going towards a joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what are you waiting for this setup? It's not fooling me.
Yeah.
If Frank Sinatra starts a couple and then goes into a funny rhyme about his asshole, then it's like, oh, I didn't see that coming. You know?
Well, with Simmons, I saw a show one year where he walked out in an astronaut costume and he's just smashing dry taco shells on his head. And I'm like, fucking hell. Well, this has set the scene for something a bit odd. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. For this one, he takes like a cup, right in the beginning, he takes like a couple like Fruit Loops, you know, each one, each two, like, and then just pours the whole thing all over his head.
Yeah.
Just the whole box. Like, hell yeah. What is this?
A couple years ago.
Serious, basically staring at somebody while he's doing it. He's like looking in the eye. A couple years ago, what?
I was opening for Burr at Just for Laughs, but in Sydney at the Opera House. And before the show, Sam's show was on before Burr's.
Yeah.
And we go to do this sound check before the show. And Burr walks out and there's just fucking Cocoa Pops and bread and shit all over the stage. He's like, what the fuck is happening here?
We used to have this lady at the comedy store, Betsy Salkind, and she did this thing where she goes, this is an impression of a squirrel eating a cracker. Takes a piece of matzah out, like that square matzah, and she's just like, she's kind of like, but the way she stopped, she did it really well. She was like, and then looks around like, but then just like cracks everywhere.
Yeah.
So people like three comics later, you've seen the store shows, it's just an ongoing show, 9 to 2. So three comics later, it's like, what the? I remember I saying somebody goes, was a squirrel lady here?
I almost feel bad because I'm a big UFC fan and watching fighters go into the ring after there's been a fucking bloodbath before them. And they want to look tough, but they're looking at the ground like, what the fuck happened out here?
It's the best first sight of the night. You see it's all bloody already. Yeah. Like, what was the undercard? What happened? Show a makeup fight. Yeah. That's one where if they do show one later, show a makeup fight because they have time.
Yeah.
Let's say one ends, like two end real fast, and they go, we have like 45 minutes to kill. Then they show makeup, and now the blood is gone. You're like, oh, this could be the one. This could be the one.
Well, man, that one at UFC 189, the Robbie Lawler, Rory McDonald fight, where his nose was just flat.
Yeah.
And you see and McGregor and Mendez get in the cage afterwards, and McGregor's looking at the floor like, oh, true.
I wonder if those guys watch the fights before. I mean, if it's like 2 hours before, I bet they can watch.
Yeah.
But maybe the last like hour, maybe they don't.
He seems a bit chilled out.
Who?
McGregor. He's pulling faces at the camera and fucking around in the walkout. I don't think Ronda Rousey would watch any fights. She seems very focused.
What if you did that 5 hours before? What, are you going to not watch?
Yeah.
I like when golfers are in like, they're in the clubhouse lead.
Yeah.
And then they have to like sit at the clubhouse and kind of like watch on the monitor, see who hitting birdies.
That
and,
has to be.
Because you want to root against them. But like, that's not gentlemanly. That's not golf-like. So you're like, good shot.
And it's like, you've done all you can do. There's no chance that if they start coming back at that point, you can't stop their momentum at all.
Yeah.
You've done everything you can do.
Yeah,
and then
over.
It's their turn to.
Yeah. It's a weird way to win too. When you back into one, or if it's like a US Open where everything's like, the scores are like, you know, above par.
Yeah.
So then you're like hoping they fuck up and that's why you win. You're like, that you didn't win, they lost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah. You gotta wait for six guys. Yeah, golf is fun. But yeah, so it's just like this. So I went to Bonnaroo and it was my first camping music festival.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to other festivals, but they kick you out at 11. You know, it's one of those, with city festivals. And those are great and fun and shit. Why do you shake so much?
Man, I've got a, I pointed out in my show, I've got a condition, like a copper imbalance.
Really?
Yeah. It's just slightly, I'm also a bit hungover. That wouldn't help, but it's just like that all the time.
Oh.
But I had a neurologist tell me, if you have it, this is like Australian doctors for you, just have a couple beers, mate. That'll even it out. That's what a
neurologist said.
A neurologist, yeah. Because I used to play American football,
yeah.
And I got a couple of concussions in one season, and it was really bad. Like, I was a tailback, yeah. And I couldn't clip my helmet up in the huddle. Like, a teammate would have to. Yeah. As soon as you grip the ball, it's fine, but I couldn't.
The unique thing, not unique, whatever. Like,
yeah, just a little button on the on the side. I couldn't clip it up.
Do you have that game in Australia called Operation?
Yeah.
Oh, you must be terrible.
That Jenga. Operation was one of my first, like, my first jokes ever when I started stand up about just going near the box and it'd go like I hadn't opened.
Because you're a condition. Oh man, that sucks.
How was Bonnaroo?
I bet you're way better at fingering chicks though.
The best.
The best. Oh, not just better at it. I'm the best at it.
My girlfriend's going to be very happy to hear this.
Do you love getting fingered? Well, you would love it even more by Nick Cody.
Yeah. Do you want to have somebody not be able to take your bra off, but be very good at fingering?
Yeah. Bonnaroo was great. And it was my first one where it was like, oh, you can sleep here. It's a camping festival.
Yeah.
So you can sleep here and have fun. And then after the big band ends, more music goes on. DJs come on. There's still like keeps going. And people don't have to leave because they're still like, you're on the grounds. Sorry, yeah. You're there. You're on the grounds. So you can do whatever. The silent disco keeps going.
Yeah.
You know, the major things shut down, the major stages, but there's other stages that are still going.
Does it just go all throughout the night?
Yeah. Or? And a lot of people go to sleep. The people who like come in and aren't camping there, they leave, you know, but they don't have to, and you can just sleep on the lawn like out off next to a stage if you want.
Oh wow.
You can just sleep wherever you want.
Oh wow.
Like daytime and shit.
How are the shows
were great. Oh, the stand-up shows, when I had one where I realized the bleed really like 7 minutes of awesome, and then the band starts, and then it's like you can just, it's just a plummet. It's just sound is important.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like death. Ren Azizi said he did one in Missouri where he had to tell them, like, hey, we're not going to be going on, just so you know. Like, we're not doing stand-up here.
Oh,
like,
what
do you mean? We contracted you. He was like, I mean, I can yell into the mic and you can't hear me, so we're just not going to do this.
Yeah.
Like, it's
there's almost no point.
Yeah, it's pointless. Let's not stick to it. You just got to cancel this. Like, what are the... Just so see me talking without hearing me? Like, that's pointless. But then I heard Glastonbury. I was talking about Bonnaroo, and Glastonbury was like, oh, that's like three times as big. Bonnaroo is about 80,000 people, and Glastonbury is like 250.
Oh, shit.
Same thing.
I had no idea.
Festival. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, is Melbourne like the Bonnaroo of this Edinburgh?
Yeah, I guess so, man. Like,
because JFL is not anything like this. It's a week.
No, I did JFL last year for the first time, and it is weird.
It's a nice festival, but like it ain't anything like this.
Yeah.
Those are like the 11 PM festival. No one's trying to get people to their own shows. That's on them.
Hey, my name's Russell Peters. Come along. I'm in this massive stadium.
Yeah, there's no flyering.
Yeah, there is no flyering. And it's just in and out really quick. There's so many industry people. You don't really see a lot of industry.
There's one
here.
Central place to go instead of here. There's 10.
Band the Hyatt.
Pleasance Bar, the Pleasance Courtyard, the Loft, the fucking
Abattoir.
The one downstairs, wherever that one is.
Yeah.
With the weird.
But in Montreal, it's just the Hyatt Bar.
Yeah, I'm done with that place though.
Yeah.
I might go there if I do Nazi Show or I'm there a week early, but like, there's too many people that you barely know. They're trying to get your attention. And everybody's. And I used to feel like I have to be here to meet people. It's like daytime, I can be here. Nighttime, everyone's drunk.
And nobody. Nobody ever gets any business done.
Right. You don't get any business done. And then you realize you're talking to either someone who's obliterated or they're talking to you and you're obliterated. Yeah. One or the other. Or like you're trying to meet and you're just like, oh, I don't even know you. Why are we talking like we know each other? I have friends here. You have friends here. Now we're stuck for politeness.
I was drinking frozen margaritas at such a rate that they stopped giving them to me in a margarita glass and started giving them to me in pint glasses.
Where's this?
At the Hyatt Bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had frozen margaritas. Jesus, Cody.
Man, my dad came over for it.
Oh, yeah. He went 2 years ago.
No, last year. Yeah. 2014.
Yeah. Not like 2 months ago.
No, not 2 months ago.
Two Montreals ago. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's where I met you.
Yeah. And my dad came over for it. Fuck, comedians were just blown away that there's this 60-year-old guy just throwing shots back at the bar, and
you and fucking what's his name, the Caspian Wonder from Australia.
Hey,
The fucking Serbian.
Oh, Milan.
Milan, yeah. Serbian warrior. Yeah, he drinks so hard there. And people are like, who's this guy? I'm like, just, you can't keep up with him. Let him buy you a drink. And then just hold off as long as you can.
Yeah, if you're ever at a comedy festival, look for a short Serbian dude with a vest on, just throwing cash around and buying drinks. I got him two drinks in a night once, and it fucking melted his mind. He could not believe that somebody got him two. You know, he just was buying everybody drinks.
He wants to get you drunk.
Well, he's turned up here now.
He is here?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh.
He got here 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the last weekend, which is good timing, I think, for Milan to turn up to a festival.
Well, I feel like everyone's burned out now, but not really, though.
No.
I feel like last week, so far, it's been like, okay, now we're like last week, I mean, this week before this last week, so the week three was like, maybe we got to slow down. And now it's like race to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is Melbourne the same way where it's like people fly in, everyone's there for a month?
Yep. Yeah, most shows are there. Most shows are on for the however many days. So again, sort of 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Most shows have the Monday off though. You do 6 nights. You do Tuesday to Sunday, have the Monday night off.
And everyone hangs out or does like tours, goes to the Outback, does shit.
Yeah, a lot of the international acts that come down, there's like Healesville Sanctuary, which is this huge sort of animal sanctuary that's like an hour outside. You've got the Great Ocean Road, all the top beaches, like where they film Point Break and all that stuff. You can go and check that out. But
somebody pointed out we were watching Point Break at a hotel room, Dewey Beach, and somebody pointed out how awful it was.
The movie itself.
Yeah, where they're like, they're all playing football on the beach and it's tackle football, and then somebody gets tackled and they stand up like it's almost a fight already, and like, what'd you expect? And then he goes, oh no, man, that guy's John Smith. And they're like, oh yeah, you played at Ohio State, right? Number 42. You played there like 8 years ago. It's like, no one would remember. Fuck, especially surfers. One quarterback in college football from 8 years before and know their number.
Yeah.
It was just like, whoever's writing this has no concept of athleticism.
Yeah. They've got two, a very divided writing room.
Oh yeah, number football 42. Like, what?
It's weird because the movie is shitty, but because it's where I grew up.
Oh, yeah.
The beaches. I do like that part.
Did you know Lauren Petty?
No.
She was great in Tank Girl. Then I found out she was lesbian, and I felt betrayed. I felt a little betrayed. But then I'm like, of course, she's only had short hair in everything she does.
Yeah.
Gender normifying. Normative. What's the word? Or whatever.
That'll do.
Who cares? Do people go to Sydney and shit too? Is it like all those festivals or what do they do? Or they stay in Melbourne for the month?
Well, you've got Adelaide Fringe Festival, which is the second largest fringe festival in the world behind Edinburgh.
And what's fringe mean?
Fringe just means comedy, cabaret, theatre, circus. But let's be honest, like both of these, Edinburgh and Adelaide are mainly comedy, but you've got all those other things in there as well. And then Melbourne itself is just a comedy festival.
That's what Moontower is trying to be when they go comedy and oddity festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're supposed to have freaks, but I don't think that lasted.
Yeah. And I like Edinburgh here because in the daytime, there's all this other stuff you can see. You can go and see theater or...
Oh, yeah, you can.
Musicals
totally.
Or acrobatic
But also,
stuff
the music, and, the comedy starts at 1 p.m.
Mm.
Or earlier even. Yeah. It's like, I saw Stuart Lee at 2:30.
In that massive room.
Massive room, packed.
I saw it yesterday, yeah.
You did?
It was a funny show.
Oh, I went yesterday.
Oh, really?
Was it the day before? Was that when he was getting mad at the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, have you seen much of Stuart Lee?
Uh-uh.
It could be any day that he's getting mad
at the
audience.
I wonder if that was set in or not. Because the way he came back to the fly, I'm wondering if he just set it in really, really well.
Yeah. He's a really...
I don't know.
I used to not like him.
Because then he like brings it together.
Yeah.
You used to not like him?
Yeah, I used to not like him. I thought he was a bit up his own ass.
We never knew about him.
What's that?
Nobody in America knows about him.
Yeah. And that, well, I've read his book, and he's always hanging shit on other comedians on stage, and I just thought, oh, this is a bit fucking weird. And then I read one of his books where he goes through an entire script of his and breaks it down. It was quite interesting and really funny, and then I saw some of his stand-up. And when you realize his character is him being a bit of an ass.
Yeah. Yeah. He's funny. I'm trying to tell all these guys that are like, oh, this guy's the equivalent of like Burr, or somebody who's just been doing it, a pro who's been doing it forever.
Yeah. But there's no real, like, there's such different.
Yeah. But, like, the UK version of that.
Yeah.
Which I think is, like, just a little behind.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to be rude about it, but, like.
Now, the US, I think, puts out the best comics in the world. Well, just because it didn't start there.
Started there. Same thing with basketball. It's just caught up now, but. And that's only because we don't consider the world important. Otherwise, we'd
but now
all
you're
year.
Like in the States, because I go there a couple of times a year. Now there's a lot of stuff that is starting to become a bit more like the English in Australia, like, you know, storytelling shows and whatever. Uh-huh. That the States used to be just sort of rapid fire stand up.
Yeah,
a lot of the comics were sort of the same, and now it's sort of spreading out.
It depends where it is too. New York and LA are such different scenes.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, those are almost separate countries.
Yeah,
just because they have the same president over both of them, but like those are different scenes.
Yeah.
So when people like the States, it's like, eh, it depends where.
Yeah. How do you find it here?
The guys I hear about, like you can hear about somebody enough and be like, oh, that's a guy I'm supposed to, I get where they are based on how other comics are talking about them. And then you see them and it's like, oh, that's not, I get their 20 years of comedy, but that's like a 14-year comic in America.
All right.
You know, still good, but not quite as good as people making them out. But then there's also this thing of like, I'm seeing them at a show where the people in the audience are only Scottish or half Scottish, and they've seen 15 shows in the last week.
Yeah.
So it's not the best, like, you can't really surprise a crowd like that.
Yeah.
You know, that or is when a you do surprise them, it's not a real surprise. It's not a genuine or valid surprise.
Yeah, in the States, you're not going to ever see five shows in a day.
One show a year, mostly.
Yeah. I did ask, there was somebody in my crowd the other night, my show is later on, like 9:40 or something, and he'd seen six shows
that day.
That day.
Yeah.
I was number seven.
It's but like, then Toronto,
man, how do you do that?
The Toronto Just for Laughs, they have this pass system, which is, I've never seen this anywhere.
Yeah.
They give you three passes plus a headliner.
Yeah.
So the first year was Louis. You get a ticket for Louis. For $99, you get a ticket for Louis, and then you get three passes.
Okay.
For any other show you want, you can make reservations.
Yeah.
If you show up to that reservation, you get that pass back.
Oh,
you can apply it to another guy, Tom Segura.
Yeah.
And if you show up to Tom Segura, you got it back. You can use it for Brendan Walsh. If you don't show up, you've lost it.
Okay.
So
so you pretty much get three chances to learn how to make a reservation.
They announce more shows and more shows. Exactly. But so then they say, like, you know, so you can't make a reservation for, if you want to like make sure you get a seat for like a Schumer, she was still coming up then. It was like, okay, you've got to use that pass. And towards the end of the festival, that means I'm only down to two.
Okay.
You know? Because I have to save that.
Oh, yeah, the pass stays with that
show. And you can get a five-pass system or a six. But what it does is, once you get your pass back, like, it just incentivizes you to see more shows.
Yeah.
So everyone there had seen, like, 10 shows. They go three a night. Yeah. They just go from one to the next. And they were good audiences, so I don't know.
They were good?
Yeah, they were totally cool. And like, but Canadian audiences are some of the best in the world.
To be fair, though, if you're seeing three shows in a night, and it's Segura, Louis, and Amy Schumer, that's a lot different from seeing seven in a day, and you've seen some somebody's artistic piece, they're just screaming at the roof for an hour, and then somebody on a unicycle
you
for 45 minutes.
You have no idea
minutes.
What it is.
You got no idea.
Because even like if you live in London and come up here, like, I don't know all the Danish comics, and I'm not going to know all the fucking, you know, Irish comics. I'm just not going to know unless it went on UK TV. You just won't know them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of...
Man,
so
you're
anyway.
Here, though. You're here.
Yeah.
But the ones
I see are just a little behind. From what I hear of them, what I expect them to be, they're a little bit back.
Also, this is, for these UK comics, this is where they first start their tour. So their hour new now.
Well, there's that too.
So if you see them at, say, that the Soho Theatre in London, but it's not crazy because they're getting 28 chances to figure out the hour in a month.
And all they really, only like the five or six want those awards, and everybody else is just like, I'm just trying to make this good and show it to
buyers. Then if you see them at like the Soho Theatre in London in 6 months' time, it could be the same hour, but it's completely different. And
Montreal is the opposite of that. Montreal, like, you're showing your best
shit.
Best
stuff.
Don't fuck around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know Pete Johansson.
Yeah.
He's like, he said no reviewers at his show. He like didn't allow them. And he goes, this is just to work out. I'm just using the fact that we have comedy club going audiences, and I can run this 15 times in 15 days.
Yeah. I find that amazing too. I guess, well, he lives in London.
Yeah.
There'd be no point me flying over from Australia
just to do that.
Putting all this money into a festival and then just testing shit out. Like, I have to sell tickets. Like, so I'm just doing the best of.
It's like, I mean, unless you're looking to open up a UK market.
Yeah.
Maybe you are.
Yeah.
I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not even like, what they're looking for is, like, the rest of the year to get booked. But I'm like, I don't know, just now. I'm just here now. I mean, I might be back next year. But
and you've done it pretty smart. So you just do your show Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah, 4 days a week. Everyone's like, what?
Do 20 minutes at the start.
You can do whatever the fuck you want, man.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I've turned up and, doing the hour every night for 28 nights or whatever.
If I had to do it again, I'd probably take Mondays off.
Every Monday?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Do some things. That's the, and you would want
to. Well, I had no idea. This is my first time here.
Yeah, me neither.
I never looked into it. I had no idea. It's just turn up and see what happens. I hear horror stories.
Me too.
You hear Australian comics coming back. They've got a bill for $10,000. No, I'm not. I'm really? In front now, yeah.
You're in front. Did you hire flyer people?
No, so I'm with a production company.
Which
called
one?
Get Comedy.
Get?
So, yeah, Get Comedy.
G-E-T-T?
G-E-T, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get. Oh, am I saying Get?
No, you're get saying comedy. It right. Yeah. No, but there's that taxi service. It's Get.
Oh, is it?
Maybe it's the same one, but that's two
T's.
Yeah,
Get Comedy. So Brett Vincent, who looks after Jim Jefferies over here, looks after Glenn Wall.
So he hires all that shit for you?
Yeah. And so you pay a production fee, out of the...
How much do you have to pay right away?
Man, I don't pay anything up front.
You have a ticketed show. You're a pay show?
Yeah.
Or free? Oh,
yeah.
Pay. Okay.
Paid show. And I'm one of those people, like, there are some comics that will come over from Australia and you go, man, if I break even, that'd be good.
Yeah.
And I just think, who the fuck wants to go away from home for a month? Who would work for free? Like, in what world would you...
I'm losing money.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I get you're doing Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, we could definitely get more money back by doing those other 3 days.
Yeah.
You know,
40 and you've got to pay comics for doing the show.
Yeah, that's another thing. I got to lose $100 every show. Just
I don't want to point out.
Pounds. Yeah.
There are some basic business things.
Yeah. Right off the bat, every show I'm losing 50 and 50. So I'm losing 100 pounds every show. So I'm down 4, 8, 12, 1,600 pounds just on comedians' costs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would, if I did my own show, that would be on me.
Yeah. I don't have a master's in business or anything, but I do.
Yeah. I really am looking at this as a vacation. Like, this is fun.
Yeah. You're having a good time. Are you getting out and seeing stuff in town?
Or? I mean, a little bit. Seeing, what do you mean? Seeing
like
stuff?
Seeing anything around Edinburgh or... I mean, you said you went to the castle today.
Went to the castle today. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at those things. Also, the Great Wall of China. I look at those as like, I'm imagining like an attacking force coming onto this to this castle. Like, how are we going to get in there?
Yeah.
Or like to the Great Wall. Like,
man, that Edinburgh castle. So how does anybody get
out? How would anybody get in there?
Yeah.
But it was taken like 9 times.
Yeah.
And then taken back 9 times. It seems impenetrable, but it ain't.
Yeah. It does look like there's a weird cliff in the middle of town. It's like on a cliff face, but in the middle of a
It's a volcano,
city.
I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like it
that
burst
makes sense.
Up this rock. And
it looks very Sim City-ish. Like they've just built this weird...
Yeah, it's like this doesn't go. Yeah, but the Arthur Seat's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, after you told me you went there, I was like, oh, I'm going the next day. It's been so warm here.
Mm.
I don't
apparently,
know,
apparently we've been lucky there. Yeah.
I think next year, now that I know the lay of the land, I'll have a better time.
Yeah.
I can do my own show.
Yeah, well, you're going to do a solo next year?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I'm planning on recording my next hour at like towards the end of June.
Yeah.
And then going to Glastonbury the next week.
Nice.
Yeah, vacation.
Yeah.
Last year I did it where we had the Maui Comedy Festival the week after. So I was like,
that sounds
my
so special, good.
Like, see you guys later. I had to miss like the first day for it.
Yeah.
And then went right to Maui. It was like perfect vacation after you're done working hard.
Yeah.
So Glastonbury this year, do shitloads of drugs. And then either maybe stay in Europe and do some shit there and then do Edinburgh for you and do that year hour.
Yeah, man. Well, with podcasting too, like all like Sweden and Norway and Denmark have all these huge comedy scenes now.
Yeah, mate. Even just go
like
do
Burr.
It.
Like Burr's done it the last few years. He goes every
Burr's
single
massive.
Year. But he said the first time he went, he was getting like 80 people, 100
really?
People. Yeah.
Oh, that's
then he
good.
Just turns up again and again and again. That's all it is. You just keep turning up.
Yeah.
I think people appreciate that. Like,
build
fuck,
a market.
He came back.
So somebody said here, this guy Steve Hall, he goes, I haven't been here for 4 years, so I'm going to do bad. He goes, you do it 5 years in a row, then people, the locals, start to know like, oh, that guy's always good. The word gets out.
Yeah.
Instead of the first year, like, I've never heard of you. But then, you know, the next week, people talk like, what was your favorite show? And they say something like, oh, I guess it. And then they forget the next year.
Yeah.
And then they go the year after that. And
well,
then they start,
that,
like,
that's the only time that the 3,000 shows works against you. Because if
so
you don't turn
season.
Up.
Yeah.
Then you turn up the next year, and it's like, sorry, man, there's been 6,000 shows since you were here last.
Yeah, wait,
sorry, I don't remember you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, China was cool like that, too. I can't imagine just people coming out of the forest and going like, attack China. And then all of a sudden, it's like, what? There's this wall. Where's the end of it? Like, we can't get a horse over this fucking wall. I'm like, all right, let's go sideways for a while. I'm like, I don't think this stops, man. I think it just keeps going.
That would be mind-blowing, because there's no... They haven't seen images.
Right. It's not like, well, you can't go there, Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
Like, it was
Google
just built.
That shit, man.
It was just
it's
completed.
Huge, yeah.
Last time we attacked, we got right through.
That time. Would be mind-blowing to just roll through last time, and then you come back, and there's a huge wall. It's like, fuck.
And as you're contemplating, it's like, well, they have guards up there shooting arrows at us, too, that we can't even stay and figure it out? Oh. Yeah, how do you get a horse up on a fucking ladder? This, yeah, anyway, that'd be cool. So, here's what I want to talk to you about. Bogans.
Yeah.
So I've just discovered. I went to Thailand.
Yeah.
And I just discovered what they are. Because I like Australia. I had fun there.
Yeah.
Both times I've been there. And I'll be back in October.
Mm-hmm. Are you going for Just for Laughs, Sydney?
No, I'll be there the same week, though.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
You're in Melbourne in October.
I'm Melbourne and then Brisbane and then Sydney.
Yeah, sweet.
Maybe I'll release this in September, I guess, to promote it. Call Bogans, they'll get mad at me. But okay, I didn't understand that Australians are somewhat hated around the world in certain places.
Yeah, Thailand.
Not in America.
No, man, in America, if you're not in New York, I've been to the States 10 times. Yeah. Right? I first went when I was 19. I worked at a summer camp in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And then since I've been, like, I just turn up, go to different spots. If you're not in New York and LA, San Fran maybe, but everywhere else in the States, as an Australian, people think Americans aren't friendly. Americans are the most friendly. We'll just help you out. Like, you just meet a stranger and they're like, yeah, come to this bar.
Really?
Come to our place for dinner. Like,
yeah, it depends where.
Yeah, it does depend.
Yeah, New York is standoffish.
Yeah.
But to Americans too.
And have seen a lot of Australians. But to the rest of America, we're like this weird unicorn type thing.
Americans. Like, yeah. And like, you talk like us, but...
But, man, so Thailand and Bali, Bali's in Indonesia, they are two big sort of vacation spots
for Australians. Because they're nearby?
Yeah. It's sort of like, it's like our Cancun.
It's like your Cancun, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people go there when they finish high school.
Yeah, what if Cancun people hate Americans?
They probably do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
they go there when they finish school?
Yeah, that is a big... Yeah, schoolies is what we call it. I think yours is...
Schoolies?
Yeah. I think you call it spring break. Is that the end of high school? Yeah.
Ours is called schoolies. It's actually a break in the middle of school.
Oh, really?
It's just a week off.
Oh, okay. Only a week. Fuck. Yeah.
In my school, we called it Passover break.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it fell on the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar.
Very different. Very different school experience. But in Australia, yeah, we do have... people known as bogans. All of your Australian listeners will know about these people. I guess they're the equivalent of rednecks in America, but like, what did you find them? Like, okay, how did
so
you find
I hadn't
them
seen
different?
It before. What I did notice about Australians from time in America and time in Australia is a couple things. One, you guys have, from what I've noticed, and I haven't been to Western Australia, so I'm generalizing.
But that is a big bogan place.
Western Australia?
Yeah, because Western Australia is a huge mining industry. Like, the only reason Australia didn't get into trouble with the global financial crisis is because we've got iron ore, like red dirt, that China was just buying in massive amounts. And all these mines were opening up. And, like, you can be an 18-year-old kid driving an automatic truck
that's
making $100,000 a year.
That's how Calgary is.
Yeah.
And North Dakota, you just bank it. And then, like, now I'm an 18-year-old. I have no responsibility. What? Of course, booze.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, nonstop booze and coke.
And from Western Australia, it's quicker to get to Bali. It's quicker to get from Perth to Bali than Perth to Melbourne.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's why.
Australia's a big country.
Yeah, it's huge, man.
Well,
it's
full of nothing.
Yeah, man.
Just a little outside.
A lot of them, man, just stick to the coast.
Yeah.
I've been in the middle.
There you have?
Yeah, yeah.
Those people are isolated, right?
Man, yeah. Well, Perth is the most isolated city in the world.
Why?
Nothing's isolated capital city. Well, there's nothing...
That's a capital of Australia, is Perth?
No, it's a capital of the state.
Oh, right. Okay,
capital of Western Australia. But I think the closest city to it is Adelaide, which is like a two-hour flight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Nothing else is around it.
Nothing in between.
But what I noticed is they take super long vacations.
Yeah.
I mean, they love the two-month holiday.
Yeah.
Of just like, every time you talk to an Australian on stage, like, oh, where are you from? It's like, Australia. Oh, cool. When'd you get here? And they're like, middle of March. And you're like, what? It's late May. Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, we were also in Vegas and New York and we went to Chicago. And I'm like,
well, man, if you're taking a 15-hour flight, you want to fucking hang out there for a bit.
I guess so, yeah.
Man, a couple of years ago, I had to go to the States to do this thing to get a work visa there for some comedy stuff. I had to go over and do a showcase for Comedy Central and had to be back in Australia 4 days later. So I went Melbourne to LA, spent 2 nights there, and then flew back to Melbourne. And it was
wrecked.
The start of August, but I was sunburned.
Sunburned and back to your winter.
Yeah, burnt at Venice Beach, burnt. 15-hour flight back home. It is fucking pissing down raining.
Yeah.
And I'm the only person there with sunburn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you tend
cool.
to stick around, though, because it's so far to get anywhere. You want to hang out there.
I love that in New York when you see people all bronze, and you're like, oh, you want a vacation, huh? It's February. How'd you get that look? Where'd you go? And they're like, Tahiti. Yeah, so that, they hate, you guys have hate your government, but have given up on it, it seems mostly. They're like, fuck it, let's just drink. We're not going to correct it.
Yeah.
It's like super corrupt, just like our government is, but like we still feel like we got to do something.
But we've got a super right-wing dude in there at the minute. Now, super right-wing for Australia is still... No guns. You know what I mean? It's like our right wing isn't as far right wing as the States, but he's a Christian dude.
Is he?
Or Catholic or Christian. But he's religious, which nobody in Australia is religious.
Australia, like, least religious country in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. We do not like...
What I saw was 17%.
Yeah.
Belief.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like... He's very open about being religious.
Is that brave of him to admit? Is it like that non-religious?
We hate that shit. Like, people bring that stuff up. We're just like, nah, don't talk about that. We had Australian Rules Football, the grand final, which is the equivalent of the Super Bowl in 2001.
I prefer you say the equivalent of the Grey Cup. It's. I love saying that.
CFL.
Yeah. I love saying that in Canada. I'll say something and I'll be like, the Super Bowl. I'm like, oh, the Grey Cup of our country. And they're like, we know what the Super Bowl is, asshole.
It's not good. This player got the best on ground in the grand final, the MVP, if you will. Yeah. And he opened up by saying, first of all, I just want to thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And 100,000 people were just fucking silent.
Really?
Like, nobody was like, whee! Like, in America, so everybody's like, thinking, right, Jesus, they go up. Crazy.
Yeah.
In Australia, it's like, fuck off, mate. Yeah. I need to bring that up. But our government at the minute, he pretty much got in because the other side was so shitty. They were just fucking stuff up.
That's what it does, right? It goes back and forth. That side sucks. All right, let's try this one. Oh, yeah, that sucks. What about the other one? Like, did you remember 7 years ago?
Yeah.
No, we forgot about that, dude.
Yeah, we've been drinking too much in Thailand. Very short-term memory. I guess. But I think no matter who's in Australia, people are just generally... Fuck those guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I felt. Like, they were like, we're corrupt and we've just given up.
Yeah.
So fuck it, drink. It's also not a weed place. It's a coke and booze place.
Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know. I've met you in Australia at the Comics Lounge in Melbourne, and you were talking about how shit the Australian weed is. And I know that. I rarely smoke weed. And I went to a friend's place in San Francisco a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm San there Francisco's first day. I don't
top
smoke
two
weed.
Two or three in America.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, man, smoke some of this weed. I went, yeah, why not? I'm in San Francisco. And I was fucked. They've got video of me trying to type a message on my computer to my friend to tell him I got here safe. And I'm just going one finger at a time. So slow. Man, I'm like 220 pounds. And it floored me.
Yeah.
Just one little
Those comic strip guys love that. That somebody there that they knew. I forgot his name. But... was like, I got good weed. Give it to Ari. It'll show him. And then this is one of the few vines I made of me like chopping it up, rolling it, smoking it, and they're going, awful. They were like, it hurt the guy's feelings so much.
And it must be bad for you because you love weed so much, but country to country, it's going to be different.
Country,
I love
so
beers.
Different.
You could get beers everywhere.
Yeah, it's the same shit everywhere.
Yeah. So I'm fine.
Carlsberg. It's probably the best beer in the world. It's
really?
Not just...
Are you a fan of those?
No, I'm not. Oh. But I'm saying it's the world part. It's like you can get that anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Carlsberg, I almost got Heineken. The Budweiser. I didn't realize. It's the Budweiser. Like a different... It's just another beer company that has the same name.
Oh.
Yeah.
They've just done that, have they?
Yeah, and it's some Czech company. Czechoslovakian company. Like Germans moved there and started this... It's Budweiser, like Budva or something. Something different. And you got to say
what, same label? Same?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just says Budweiser. And I'm like, what's this? I'm like, oh, that's... And it's awesome. It's really good. It's not like that shitty ale or whatever they have for Budweiser.
Yeah, some of the warm beers here are a bit odd.
Do you like Foster's or no?
Nah.
That's
so correct. Foster's, nobody in Australia... Like, Foster's, you can get it everywhere.
You can't even find it.
No. No, but I used to work at a brewery that made Foster's amongst all these other, like the bigger beers in Australia. Yeah. It's the equivalent of Budweiser in the States, Carlton Draft, it's called.
Yeah.
And at this brewery, they would do blind taste testing, and Foster's would always win. in the blind taste
really?
Test. But then you'd tell Australians, like, you were just drinking Foster's and you enjoyed it, and they'd go, fuck off, mate, and then just start drinking cum draft again. It's a very bogan.
It's got a bad name.
Yeah.
So because you guys have these long vacations, and yeah. because you're boozers, I mean, I don't know what it is. So they go to Bali, they go to Thailand.
Bali and Thailand.
Them in Thailand. It's like, yeah. you're the problem. We're all trying definitely. To get on a boat from a full moon party, one of the most amazing, fun experiences, a little borderline spiritual.
Yeah.
And just enjoying yourself. There's no, I'm not trying to get laid. It's just like, let's have fun. We're just going to dance. Yeah. There's fire, fucking jump ropes you can go through and just have a great time.
Well, you know how, I was telling you the other day, in the States, America has the best comedians in the world, but because there's such a huge number, you've got the best in the world. And the fucking worst in the world.
All right.
So in Australia, we have the best drinkers in the world and the fucking worst drinkers in the world.
Yeah.
But just because you're drinking with an Australian, it's like saying, I went to watch American comedy. How was it? It was terrible. All right. Well,
yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah,
and then also, the bars close at 4 or 5. At least in, I think it was Melbourne, not Sydney.
Yeah. There's a few that
but
close
between
late.
2 and 4,
they won't let you into
time.
Yeah. And certain places won't let you in after
2.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like the responsible people are like, oh, let's get drunk, and then 1:30, 1:45 rolls around. They're like, it's time to go get something to eat and leave.
Yeah.
You know, even 2:15, it's like they can leave on their own. But the fucking slop factory means like, let's just keep going. And then it's like, oh, what does this bar become? Just people fall barfing and then fucking immediately. And it's like, oh.
Well, our prime minister in the 80s, Bob Hawke, was known for like, he sculled a huge, like a yard glass of beer on TV, just did it. And everyone's like, oh, what a fucking champion. And the prime minister.
Yeah.
When we won the America's Cup.
Addict behavior.
He said like every...
What, yachting?
I'll probably fuck this up, but Australia had never won it. And he said something like, you're un-Australian if you make your workers come into work tomorrow. Like, he's just telling everyone, get fucked up. Yeah.
Because they're allowed to get drunk.
I've probably not quoted that right, but this dude now would
be
in his 70s. He was at the cricket last year, and somebody just handed him a beer on camera, and he just sculled the beer, and everyone's like, yes.
And I mean, no idea who gave it to him, what's in there.
Nah.
Sculled it? That's just like chugging?
Just throw it back, yeah.
I like that term, sculled it.
Sculled.
I've heard so many cool terms here.
Yeah.
I want to say, I mean, you can't do it because people like shit on you.
Yeah.
I want to use mental more.
Mental?
Yeah. Oh, that was mental.
It's fucking mental.
Remember when they brought all the ice cream out and they gave it to everybody? It's mental.
Yeah.
That, I like shite.
Shite,
I really like cunt, the way it's used. I mean, that's Australian too.
In Australia, you can genuinely walk into a room of friends, because I grew up in a bogan area, all right? So I can walk into a room full of my friends and say, what's going on, cunts?
Yeah.
And nobody, it's like, oh, fuck all, mate. What's happening?
All right. Like, what's up, fuckers?
Yeah. You can just say cunt, just throw it around. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not even gender
specific.
It's the
tone.
It's not even gender. So that's the only problem in America. It's so gender specific that it's like, how dare you?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a tone. I would love it to be more...
Man, saying cunt in America really does. Whew, it takes the air out of the room.
It does.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Rogan used to do a bit about it.
Yeah.
Nigger, cunt, and love were the three words that you could like change the fucking feel of a place. You know, those are the last magical words he called them. Yeah. You know what it is? It's garbage people. I'm trying to make this term.
Oh, man. I love that term, garbage people.
And it's like, it's not race-based. It's like black people have their garbage people, and they're nice people. White people have their rednecks or fucking garbage people of the whites.
Yeah.
Bogans are your garbage people.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're shitting on Australians.
Yeah.
You're just, it's bog. That's the word for your garbage people.
And the thing is, too, now because of all this mining stuff, there's a term in Australia, cashed up bogan.
Cashed up bogan. That's
cashed
just
up
new
bogan.
Money.
Yeah, cub. We call them cubs.
And there must be just like throwing money at people and just fucking being awful about it. What do they do?
Yeah, just that. Like the same people that would yell at a minority in the street, going, fuck, you come over to Australia, don't fucking learn the language, you piece of shit. We'll then go to Bali and go, "G'day, cunts, do you have any fucking Carlton draft?" And when the poor Indonesian waiter's like, "Beg your pardon," they're like, "Whoa, fuck this. This guy doesn't even speak English." You know, it's like they're just...
I saw a
there
guy
are some high-level shit blokes.
We're leaving. Sun's way up. You know, we're leaving. And there's a kid in one of the... You know those round things those kids sit in? They can't walk yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they sort of walk because...
It's got wheels on it.
Yeah, it's got wheels. Yeah. So they just kind of like use
the... Like a weird spaceship. It looks like a spaceship.
It allows like... toddler or crawling things to walk. It's not bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there's this kid out there and we're all coming off the beach and fucking going, and this bogan was like, "Whose kid is this? Why is this kid in school? Why is this kid awake right now?" And it was like, first of all, dude, it's after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's like, you can be up now.
Yeah.
And second of all,
that's what babies do. They're very good at being awake in the morning.
And second of all, the mom's around. She's got a toy for it. And you're not going to solve third world right now.
Yeah.
You're not just going to like make him be enlist in a school and fuck it. That's just not going to happen. Like, this is under the...
What's
like,
the fucking education policy like in this fucking joint?
And you just want to be like, "You drunk idiot, keep walking. Don't bother these people."
I will give you a tip for spotting bogans.
What?
In those places, it's singlets.
What's the singlet?
Like tank top.
Yeah.
Tank top? Is that what you call it? Yeah.
Is that like the straps here and then it goes low here?
Yeah, tank top.
Yeah. Low hanging tank tops. It's not the tight tank tops.
Yeah. Low hanging ones so like people can see your fucking lats.
Yeah.
Show that you've been doing some mad gym.
They always work out.
Yeah. Man, if you want to look up something funny,
they're like 6'5". Yeah.
Google, can I bring protein powder to Bali? It is fucking great because it's just...
Why?
It's just people like fucking bogans that have just been working out, so getting bad. On the internet. Just Yahoo.
They want to know if it's illegal?
Yeah, the cunts didn't mind that I fucking bought it in. You should have a shot, you know? Just these huge guys with low-hanging tank tops, fluorescent short shorts.
Oh, well,
fluorescent shorts.
They don't even just wear that at the full moon.
No, they'll wear that to dinner. That's a...
oh, garbage people. And they're like, "What's garbage about it?" Like, I can't explain to you. You'll never understand. Your fashion IQ is too low for me to explain to you why it's gross what you're doing. This is a restaurant. You're wearing shorts at all is a problem. And they're fluorescent.
Yeah. Well, they're the same in the States. You can spot Aussies in the States.
Yeah.
Especially LA, New York.
Why
fluorescent shorts.
That's it.
And tank tops.
Was that kid, remember the party kid? With the yellow sunglasses?
Corey.
Is that a bogan or is that just an Australian?
That is high-level bogan. Yeah. That is a perfect...
That guy was so great.
Yeah.
And that girl's trying to get him to apologize.
Nah.
She's like, "I think you should take off your sunglasses and apologize." Nah.
Nah. Why would I? Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a bogan.
Well, I think it'd be better if we could see your eyes. I like them. They're cool.
If I remember, he was from a suburb of Melbourne, the eastern suburbs, but the bogan area... I think
of Melbourne.
Yeah, and I think that's where he was from. And the equivalent where I'm from in the western suburbs is very much like that.
Really? Everywhere.
Yeah, high level bogan.
How do you not become a bogan there?
Man, I got the fuck out when I was when I was 19. I left the western suburbs, moved into Melbourne itself.
Really?
Like, yeah,
are your parents bogans? Is your family bogan?
Man, my family is I was going to say, hopefully that don't listen to this, but they're such the ones that are bogans are such high level bogans that they wouldn't know about podcasts. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's very high level bogans and and then so, like my parents are great. But I've got some relatives that would most definitely be bogans. Like we had a funeral a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
People that wear like an Adidas tracksuit to a funeral.
A what?
You know, like a Adidas. Uh-huh. Sorry.
What did you just put? Oh, Adidas.
Adidas,
oh,
okay. Adidas,
damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wear like a tracksuit like that to a funeral. It's like, fucking hell.
Jesus.
What a bogan. Yeah.
I mean, I wore once. I remember my friend was his dad got... lost in the woods and died.
Yeah.
And they eventually found his body. So they had a memorial service and we all went up there and he was like, "Where are everything? You know, it's super cold." I just wore a sweatshirt and then I realized when I was up there, it's a fucking tap out sweatshirt that I got given free. And I was like, "I got to turn this inside out. I feel gross right now." And then later they're like, "Yeah, what were you doing with that on?" I'm like, "Yeah, I know." But at least I felt embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
Bogans don't even understand.
No. That would be like, "Where's your fancy tap-out shirt? We've got a funeral to go." All right, I'll explain like how there are some bogans fair few in my family. My grandma once told me, so my last name's Cody. She said, Nick, this is when I was in high school. She said, Nick, half of the Codys made their money in bars and clubs, so like running bars and pubs.
Yeah.
And she said the other half of the Codys lost their money
in
bars and pubs. And she said, what I'm trying to tell you is you're going to end up in a pub. Just try and make money from it.
Wow.
And with comedy, I'm in front now. Should
yeah, you
wrecked.
Are. You're in a bar club. Yeah, yeah, trying to tell like
Should
a doctor
so
like how much you drink. Like, you know, like four times, five times a week, I'll have a beer. Like, that's a shitload. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I live in a bar.
Yeah, like, which isn't
there
bad.
For 8 hours a day. That's a beer.
Yeah.
That's me not being a problem.
Yeah. And if it, I think comics are in a different world when it comes to, like, all of the health criteria should be shifted depending on what you do for a job.
Right.
You know, like if you're a comedian and you drink a few nights a week, that should be like, oh, you're not even drinking that much.
Right, exactly. You
know? But if you're a sportsman, it's like, well, fucking pull your head in, man.
That's what you do with BMI, with body mass index.
Yeah.
And then all the people go like, well, no, but if you work out a lot, then if you're real strong, it'll put you as obese just because you're... And I'm always like, is that your problem? That you work out too much? Because you haven't worked out in 5 years. You eat pizza. Is the last thing you lifted was a fucking slice and a half. Yeah. Also, the tattoos.
Yeah.
What's the tribal tattoos, right?
Yeah, tribal tattoos. The big one, the ultimate Bogan tattoo is the Southern Cross.
The Southern Cross is a
star formation that's in the Southern Hemisphere. It's on the Australian flag. And a Southern tattoo. So if you Google a picture of the Australian flag, you'll see the stars on there. It's the Southern Cross. If you have a Southern Cross tattoo on you, that is, you know, the somebody's Bogan. About to have some hate speech.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And if it's on your neck, fuck.
Forget it.
Yeah. That comes with
almost any neck tattoos is like.
Yeah, of course. I guess there are
very few like Jesus neck tattoos. No, there are, but that's still like stay away from that guy. That's not a Jesus supporter.
That's Mexican boxes, I think.
What do I Google?
The Australian flag.
Australian flag. Okay, here we go. Images. Oh, so that star?
Yeah, no, those stars on the right. Yeah, that's the Southern Cross.
Oh, all of them in that order like that.
Yeah.
That was like a question
so
mark.
If you Google Southern Cross tattoo, you are going to see some Bogans. There's not going to be any. Look at this. Dr.
Southern Cross tattoo Bogan. Yeah. You put Southern Cross T and Southern Cross tattoo Bogan.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I got to go to that first.
Oh, yeah.
All over their backs. So these are all Bogans. Here's one that says Australian Pride on his neck.
On the neck.
Aussie Pride. Oh, like in the bottom of the... There. Oh, okay. So that's a Bogan. Look at this one talking to the cops with his mullet.
He's got a mullet and an entire back tattoo of the Southern Cross.
Oh, Jesus.
There are some tattoo parlors in Melbourne, like fancy tattoo places.
Oh, look at
that.
Shaved head mullet.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Rat tail? Do you guys call them rat tails?
We used to. Yeah. I love that term. Oh, we have rat tails when it's just one like tail going down.
Yeah.
The mullet is like more like all the way across.
Yeah. He had a weird, like a hybrid.
Yeah, he did have a hybrid. It was both. He could have turned it either way.
Another very Bogan thing
God,
to do.
God, everybody's whole back.
Wearing
look at this. Skirt, no.
Well, there's some tattoo parlors that refuse to tattoo. They won't tattoo Southern Cross tattoos.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so that dude, that guy here, is a comedian by the name of Chris Franklin.
Yeah.
He's known as like Australia's biggest Bogan. He had, all right, this you're going to love this. So.
15 kinds of Aussies you're bound to meet while traveling. And he's one of
them. So Chris Franklin, VB is the ultimate Bogan beer. Victoria Bitter. Now,
I feel like I might have had that. Yeah.
Chris Franklin wrote a song parody in 1998.
Yeah.
You know that song, Bitch? Who's a bite?
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover.
So he wrote one called Bloke.
Uh huh.
And it was number one in Australia for like 5 weeks or something.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
A parody song was number one in Australia?
Yeah.
What?
I did a tour of Western Australia Mindsight gigs with Chris Franklin.
Mindsight?
Yeah.
So those
it's
are
like
ones
Mad
where
Max.
Like,
it's like fucking really? Mad Max. You are. When I watched the new Mad
What's his
Max
name?
Movie.
What's this guy's name?
Chris Franklin. He's a fucking really good dude. Really good dude. And a funny guy. But, like, he wouldn't even get offended that you call him a bogan. He'd be like, yeah. Like, fucking course, mate.
Man. Yeah, the tattoos are gross. But they also have a tribal bogan in the way, right?
He's a cashed up bogan. He's not like a he's not a racist crazy bogan, you know.
No, I'm just going to put in bogan tattoos and see what comes up there. Images.
A lot of the same ones.
A lot of the same ones. Yeah, that guy was in both. Yeah. That guy was for sure in both.
The first
number one.
The first three?
Yeah, but now this is what I'm talking about. This kind of tribal. What is that is? Like the it's gah. They all have that. Look at his lats or whatever, all fucking strong.
Yeah. God. Yeah, well, the Southern Cross tattoo, I think, has taken over from the Chinese character and tribal tattoo. It's like the...
This guy, tribal tattoo on the bottom of his foot?
Yeah.
It's hot when girls have it, though. Are there girl bogans?
Yeah.
There are?
Yeah.
Who are they? Who are girl bogans?
What do you mean?
Like, what's their deal?
Who are they?
Like, what? That's it. Because I'm doing this thing right now where my friend asked me, "Have you gotten laid in Scotland yet?" I'm like, "No," because my problem is, I mean, I got laid once, but like, my problem is that like, I view like the Scottish accent as somehow like a English like proper.
Yeah.
But then it's like, no part of me goes, no, these are the gens of the UK. These are like this is the north, the wildlings.
Yeah.
And like they're just down to fuck.
Yeah.
But since they have that accent, I'm bogans. Oh, you're a nice person.
Bogans here are called Neds.
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 That's like what a Scottish
Ned
called?
Flanders. Ned. Yeah.
Really.
Neds. Yeah. And
based
then
on
England,
Flanders?
It's chav. But they're different. Chev. Like
that's their bogans. You mean
England bogans?
Oh, right.
Chavs. But they're different. Like every
wait,
sort
they're referring
of bogan
to Australian
is,
people, or they're referring to just
to
their own garbage people. Okay.
Their own garbage people. Yeah. English garbage people. Chavs.
Chavs.
Scottish is Ned. Australians,
I gotta
bogan.
Know that. Yeah,
but again, now there's like there's a show in Australia, like a really good TV show, a comedy called Upper Middle Bogan,
yeah.
And it's talking about like upper middle class people that are bogans because of all these jobs,
like the Duck
like
Dynasty,
mining jobs
like,
and building jobs. Like some of my
someone
friends
became
left
a
school.
Manager.
Yeah,
right?
Some of my friends left school in year 9.
Yeah,
and went and learned a trade. And now they own a plumbing company. They make fucking $300,000-$400,000 a year.
Right.
But they're still bogans, you know? But they've got...
Yeah.
It's cashed up bogans.
You can take the bogan out of Australia if a kid's like the Australia out of the bogan. No, whatever that is. I think that's what Chris Rock was talking about in that bit, or the difference between black people and...
Yeah.
Because it's just like, oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
The N-bomb, that's our bogan. That's our garbage people.
Yeah.
The professors are not... They're not that.
Yeah.
So do the girls fuck a lot? The bogan girls? Is that part of it?
Yeah, I guess.
Do they fight?
Yeah.
They fight.
Yeah. Most, if you look up like, actually, if you go on YouTube and look up sort of like racist stuff, Australian train or bus, it'll generally, I reckon 80% chick bogans.
Really?
Fuck off, we're full. That's the catch cry of the bogan. Fuck off, we're full.
What do you mean?
So, like, get out of Australia, we're full.
Oh.
Which, man,
which, by the
it
way,
is so not full.
It's the most empty country in the world. I mean, in terms of space and people on it. Yeah. It's just like, you can walk for days and not see another human.
Yeah.
If you just walk
the bus that you're yelling this on isn't even full.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bogan, because they're so, well, I guess there's like, there'd be super nice rednecks, I guess.
Right. Yeah, sure.
They're rednecks, and then there's crazy fuckers and, you know.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. Probably there's probably rednecks who like spit and chew tobacco, but it's like, have you read Kierkegaard at all?
Yeah.
And you're like, what? So why do they only go to those places, to Bali and Thailand? Not
well,
the only, but like, why those especially?
It's cheap.
Cheap. It's easy to get there.
Yep.
It's cheap once you're there.
Beers are cheap.
Chang is
cheap.
Great and cheap.
Yeah. Dollar long necks.
Single and Chang. Sometimes
call them.
We was doing this thing in Thailand where we were like, oh, how much is this? And my friend Sarah that was with, she just kept going, it's free. The price is free.
Yeah.
You do the math, you're like, oh, it's like 20 cents. It's like, don't worry, it's free. It doesn't matter.
Low-cost airlines fly there because bogans will fly a garbage people airline.
Because it's a need. There's a lack that they need.
There's no, you know what I mean? There's no like, so Tiger Airways is our like fucking horrific airline, like the cheaper, and Jetstar.
Yeah.
Very like, if you talk to flight attendants, you ask them if they've worked on Jetstar before, and if they have, it's like, what are the flights to Bali like? And they're like, man, there are people, like people wearing flip-flops, we call them thongs, but like flip-flops on a plane. So singlet, fluoro shorts, flip-flops, just pounding booze. It's a 7-hour flight from Melbourne to Bali. People are fucking vomiting on the plane. And the reason they all go there is, I guess it's cheap. You can get cheap flights there. Booze is cheap. Tattoos are cheap.
Tattoos are cheap?
Yeah.
But in Bali?
Yeah.
Right.
I've got a cousin who's a fucking champion, ex-Navy dude, but he's gotten a bunch of tattoos in Bali. And I'm like, man, if you don't drink the water in a place, don't get a tattoo there. That is like...
Yeah.
It's a good rule of thumb,
my friend,
I think.
Pete wanted to get this weird like snake venom tattoo that these monks give.
Oh,
and
man,
then he started
why?
Reading up on it, and he's like, oh, they don't change the needles. These are the same. And they're like, oh, yeah, you need to change the needles. I'm like, yeah, we didn't do that for thousands of years. And like, so a couple of them will now, but most of them are like, no, we use the same needles. And like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's hep C.
Yeah.
I need to not.
But I love that, though. It's like, hey, I want to get snake venom in me.
Yeah.
But nobody else's blood. Thinking about my future.
Yeah, good point. I think also it's like Thailand, at least. It's like this, it can be like spiritual, but it's also can be like this easy spirituality.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't have to try too hard to relax.
Yeah, it's like so spiritual. Like, do you even know what you mean by that?
Yeah.
So and maybe Bali's, like, I've never been there.
To be fair, Indonesia, outside, there's like Kuta in Bali is, avoid that if you don't like bogans.
Really?
Yeah. And the further you get away from Kuta,
the fewer bogans are.
Yeah, the fewer bogans. And you get there are some beautiful beaches and...
Yeah, the full moon
party is...
there
are stunning, like, in Thailand, Koh Samui and...
Yeah.
Man, there are some beautiful, beautiful parts
of Thailand. But Koh Samui, whatever you call it...
Phi Phi Island.
But that's where they all go.
Yeah.
Because that's the party.
Yeah.
But I bet if you went there two days later, you'd be fine.
Yeah, and you can go to other parts of the island that are less...
Oh, yeah.
You're still getting all the beautiful stuff.
Yeah, we went to Cabo once for some festival, comedy festival, and then I met my friend... like down the road.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this beach is deserted.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what it should be.
Yeah.
Instead of like just tourist traps and fucking. Yeah, bogans seem to love where everybody else is going.
Yeah. And like Tiger Air, they'll fly to Bali.
Yeah.
They'll fly to Thailand. They're not going to fly to Paris. They're not flying
right,
to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're just not. No need.
Yeah. And the bogans do love traveling in big packs.
Those Thai airlines are so great.
Yeah, Thai Airways.
In Thailand.
Yeah.
I think that's what we took, Thai Airlines or whatever it was. One of the Thai airlines anyway, if not called that. But it's like they feed you on even like 40-minute flights.
Yeah.
Something cool and nice.
Yeah.
Nobody bothers anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're chill about everything. I loved it. I was like, yeah, man, this is a great airline.
You're lucky to, like, Melbourne... Melbourne's probably got, I think, the least amount of bogans.
Melbourne's the very artsy.
Yeah. But it's the arts and sports capital of the world. But if you do Adelaide Fringe Festival, month-long festival, February, I think it gets into the start of March. But
and then straight from March, then you go straight from there to Melbourne?
Yeah, or you can do Brisbane Comedy Festival. Canberra's a small one, like a one-week festival. Brisbane goes for a month, but comedians only do a week. Shows. It's not a full month like Adelaide or Melbourne.
Oh.
But Adelaide, there's this point where it's like the world's second largest fringe festival, arts festival. And one weekend, there's a thing called the Clipsal 500, which is like NASCAR.
Racing, yeah.
Yeah. So you've got all these arty people and then just a fucking influx of people wearing like Jack Daniels racing singlets and fucking like comedians that do the fringe always talk about that the show that weekend is always going to be a very odd
It brings a different set of people.
Yeah.
Hang on, I got to piss. You want some more water?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I didn't even know there could be female bogans. I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, man. Well, there's female rednecks.
Dude, there was almost a fight on the boat back from Koh Samui back to... or from Koh Phangan back to Koh Samui.
Yeah.
Which one's the big one? Where was the full moon party?
Man, Koh Samui.
That's not Koh Samui. Yeah. So Koh Phangan is the mainland island that you go from it?
I believe so, yeah.
Man, I was just there. Why did I forget this already? It was this year. We're only halfway through the year.
Man, you remember the important part, bogan fight. Was it a bogan? Were they,
yeah. There's two bogans. And they were like, you fucking, you don't say that. I saw this once at an Orioles game where everyone's like talking and they're drinking, and I'm a kid and an Orthodox Jewish kid, so I don't, you know, we don't have beer and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but like, no, we wouldn't, just wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And then some guy's like, yo, to one of his friends. And the guy's like, hey, don't call me yo. Like all mad. And so then you put the first guy in a position where he's like, okay, yo. Like he's going to have to do it.
Yeah.
And then he stands up and they start brawling. And it's like, what? Oh, you guys, this didn't even come from anywhere. You're not even fighting over a real thing.
Yeah.
Bogus. That's the same shit. It was like, what are you guys even fighting over? They had to be separated and take separate boats. And they're like, what is your problem? One of them's trying to hold him back. Like, bro, he's cool. Dude, just, and it's like, oh, you guys are just garbage.
Garbage people.
You should be put out. The current taken away by sanitary workers.
Man, it's, Bogan.
So that's their two big cities. You don't really see Bogans in Paris. You're right. You wouldn't have, no. Well, not that I've been there, but like, they would have no interest in it.
No, I don't think so.
Louvre?
Why would you?
Like, why?
Beers are expensive. The flight's expensive. Fuck that, mate. Just go to Bali camp.
Yeah. What did you just do with your water?
Just down here.
Oh, okay.
I've got shaky hands today. If I put it on the chair, I might knock it over.
It's going to fall. Yeah. Have you ever dated a Bogan?
No.
They love UFC, huh?
Bogans? Do they? Man, I went to the UFC in Vegas.
Yeah.
I went to like UFC 160 or something. It was like Velasquez, Bigfoot 2.
Yeah.
Thing I was blown away by, there was like half, I reckon 40% of the crowd were chicks. And what I saw at the thing I went to, it was like the fittest people I've ever seen and the most grossest, unhealthy people I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's a split. Like,
I was this weird outlier, like, oh, this guy goes to the gym occasionally.
Yeah. There is this weird split. They're asking you questions about Camorras and stuff. I'm like, you don't even know what you can have seen your fucking knees in the last 10 years. How do you, what are you talking about? You're 600 pounds. And then other people are like, yeah, I train like 4 times a week. Mm. Yeah, it's weird. The groupies, the type of women that go there, some of them are like porn star hot.
Well,
and some of them are
Melbourne
Bogan gross.
Melbourne's about to find out. I'm going back to Australia in the middle of November for the UFC. It's first happening time. In Melbourne for the first time. We got a new premier of the state, and one of his things when he was like, vote for me, he's like, I will allow cage fighting. It was illegal in Victoria. He's like, I'll overturn the ban on cage fighting.
So, really? And he did?
Yep.
That he ran under a promise and made that promise. What a weird promise to make, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it. We went in Sydney, but I skipped it that time, actually.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a 50,000-seat stadium that we're doing it in.
It's going to be huge.
Etihad Stadium, yeah.
Rogan invited me, but I'm already on the road other places.
Yeah. Well, he's doing a show the night before.
Yeah, that's why.
The Palais, yeah.
That's how I went. That's how Tom Segura went. We both, like, opened for him in...
In Australia. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
Rudy Hill, RSL or something. He did a
That's
show
who
there.
Did a show. Yeah, the RSL.
Which is so weird. That is a Bogan place.
Yeah, I remember saying that. We're like, we're playing this. People are like, oh, why are you playing there? Yeah, we're like, I don't know. We don't even know the fucking city.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even in Sydney, really. No. It's like way outside.
Yeah. Way west. That is a Bogan spot, Rudy Hill.
Yeah.
And an RSL is quite a Bogan thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's like Return Service League.
Yeah, we don't have veterans.
Yeah.
We have something like that. I don't know what they're called. Oh, VFWs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just a hall that we could play.
But in Sydney, they're so big. Like, there's a place called the Panthers Leagues Club.
Yeah.
In a place called Penrith. High-level Bogan in Penrith. And their league club is like a fucking casino. It's as big as a casino. It's
really?
Massive. Yeah.
Is there a kryptonite for Bogans? Like, Rogan has this theory that in... pool halls, they play classic rock. And the reason they play classic rock is to drive black people away.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what if
you play like hip-hop or anything modern, black people will come, and they don't want black people there. So they just play the music that they'll be like, ugh, and they just won't come. What drives Bogans away?
Like boutique beers.
Like, right.
What's the term?
Craft beers.
Craft beers.
Yeah.
Craft beers. If you just have a craft beer selection,
it's too expensive.
There's no 4X Gold. There's no 4X Gold is the highest selling beer in Australia, and it's a mid strength beer. It's not even full strength. It's mid-strength because in Queensland, where it's hot as fuck and there's a lot of bogans, they want to drink all day.
Oh, so they don't want to get too buff. They can't drink Belgian beer at 8%.
So, mate, I want to fight, but not at fucking lunchtime, all right? So,
What's mid-strength? What percentage is mid-strength?
Probably 3 points. Oh, I want to say like 3.6, 3.8.
That's like Missouri.
Well, the big thing with Australians think American light beers are light, but they're not. They're low carb.
Yeah, we have those are at least Bud Light's like 4.5%,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but Australians for ages are like, fuck that. Like, Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, they're all light beers. So in Australia, that if they want to sell Coors, Miller, but they can't sell
the light version.
They can't sell the light version because Australia, we call them low carb beers.
Low carb?
Yeah, low carb. So okay. It's like full strength beer, but low carbohydrates.
Michelob Ultra. That was a big one.
Yeah.
60 calories per beer. Tasted terrible. Me and Red Band tried to drink it.
I love Pure Blonde. Like, Pure Blonde is, I guess, the low carb bogan beer.
Okay. Mm. So microbrews definitely drive them away. Mm-hmm. I mean, this seems like United States, like college behavior, you know?
What do you mean?
We're like, we're drinking to get drunk. We're 20, you know, we're like, let's pre-drink before we go to a place.
Yeah.
Just like,
we're not as big drink as hard as you can. Though. Yeah.
And then as cheap as you can, cause you have no money cause you're in college.
Yeah.
You know, or like 2 years after college till you're 25 is, like, and then your taste starts to develop a little bit.
But bogans will pay high prices for the shit beer. They
oh, really?
Just want to make sure it's there. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I reckon craft beer, if there's only craft beer on tap, cocktail bars, rarely see bogans in there.
Right.
Anything to do with the arts, like the theater or...
No, for sure. Nothing.
No way.
Nothing like that. No, no like way. Culture.
No. Which is weird because Melbourne is this arts capital and a sports capital.
So they're into sports though.
Love sports, yeah. Australian rules football, cricket. As I was saying before,
Bogans like them?
Yeah. But a lot of people like that stuff. But
yeah, sure.
Bogans.
Right. Let's say people like, oh, UFC fans are meatheads. Like, no. Some UFC fans are meatheads.
Of course.
But
yeah, well,
a lot of them are like, I'm a UFC fan and I'm not a meathead.
I'm a bit of a meathead.
You're a bit of a meathead, yeah.
And another big bogan thing is wearing an Australian flag as a cape.
What? At an event?
Yeah. So cricket, that's like you are looking at bogans.
Yeah.
Australian flag as a cape. That's a...
What are the Aussie, oi, oi, oi. Where did that come from? They loved it. I like that.
No, it's just a chance. Well, at that UFC event in Vegas, there's a fighter, Robert Whittaker, who's an Australian guy who was on the undercard of that event. And so at that point, there might have been maybe 6,000 or 8,000 people in the MGM Grand. And I'm there for the undercard. He's on it.
Yeah.
And he walks out and somebody in the crowd, the crowds all spread out. It's not full yet. Mm-hmm. Crowds all spread out and somebody yells out, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. And about five of us spread out everywhere. You go, oi, oi, oi. It was like this weird, hey guys, I'm over here. And you feel like it's this weird thing growing up in a bogan area. You hear Aussie, Aussie, Aussie and you have to.
You got it.
You have to yell it back. There's no...
Where does that come from?
I don't know. But it's like, even if it's a funeral, you would yell, oi, oi, oi,
and then back to crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember we had one thing at the UFC like that where I trained jiu-jitsu for like a few years with Eddie Bravo. And he taught some move, the twister, that he threatened to use on a Gracie. And then ended up not using it on him, but still beat him. It was the first American to beat a Gracie in competition.
Wow.
And it was big news then. But like... he taught it to us, you know, it's a tough move, but it's high level. But anyway, I saw this guy, the Korean zombie, Gilbert Melendez. I think it was against Gilbert Melendez. Anyway, they were fighting and towards the end of a round. You see him, they're like side to side, and he's got the legs around him sideways, and he goes to reach behind his head, and it was like, oh, he's going for a twist. Like, this isn't done in the UFC.
Yeah.
And I kind of stood up. I was like, what? And you see the same thing, like five or six other people around the octagon all stood up. I was like, wait, he's about to pull a twist. And then he did. It was the first twister in the UFC. But it was like only a few people recognized it. Of like, wait. Yeah. I can see that like five people.
Yeah, going, something comes out of you. You have to stand up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My girlfriend, I talk about her in my show. She's very artsy. She's an actress.
Yeah.
And this year I took her.
Oh, I'm sure that's awesome for you. God, they're the worst people.
What?
Actors and actresses are the bogans of art.
She's very level-headed.
Really?
Yeah, she's not crazy. Like, you can meet...
Yeah, I'm sure.
I promise you, 95% of Aussies in LA, I reckon, are over there trying to act.
Yeah.
So many of them. She gets so annoyed because, like, she's done, like, proper stuff in Australia. They would have been an extra in some shitty show.
Yeah.
Then they move to LA, like, Hollywood, I'm here, right? Yeah. And nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, it's the acting version of spirituality. It's like, it's really spiritual. Like, what do you mean by that? I don't know. It's like, oh, I'm going to be an actor. It's
my,
like,
girlfriend gets so annoyed at these people that are extras that have just moved to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Girlfriend's like, are you fucking serious? Like, it's the only time I think she might get slightly bogan. She's not a bogan at all. But I took her to the Rugby League State of Origin, which is this huge clash, Queensland versus New South Wales, big bogan fest. And a fight. Start, my
there must be
somebody,
fights in the stands of those things, right?
There was a minute silence before the game.
For what?
And somebody, like a famous Australian athlete had died earlier that day. And there was a minute silence.
Yeah.
And the fucking bogans were screaming out during the minute silence.
Really?
Yeah.
They wouldn't be quiet?
No.
Oh, what were they screaming?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. It was something like, we fucking love you, mate, or something like that. And then other bogans, shut the fuck up, cunt. It's a minute silence. There's like 90,000 people. Just bogans firing at each other during a minute silence.
Oh, no.
At one point, we got covered in a beer. Just somebody threw a beer.
Oh.
And my girlfriend's like, I wouldn't have dressed up so nice if I knew we were going to get covered in beer. I'm like, why are you dressing nice? We're at the Rugby League State of Origin match. Like, high level, but a fight kicked off. A fight started, and I didn't even meet. I just stood up out of my chair, like, fuck it, come on. My girlfriend's like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you got
bit
it.
Bit of that bogan streak.
Yeah. There was a gif of me and something somebody made of the UFC Brazil in, not Sao Paulo, but one of the major cities. I forget which one, but doesn't matter. I've only been there once, but some guy got roundhouse kicked.
Yeah.
And just knocked out on his feet. I forget who it was. And then as he's falling, you just see me in the back standing up. Like I beat him up as before he goes down, like in this flat thing. It's pretty
awesome.
You
losing your mind?
Yeah. Just like, man, oh my God. Because he kicked him through it. And you could just see him tense up. And it was like just me going,
yeah.
You just can't help it. Just,
man,
fucking,
I hate to break this to you here, but you stand up during knockouts.
Yeah.
You go to Thailand. You've got maybe just a little bit of bogan in you that you don't know. I'm sorry that you have to find out this way. You've got a mohawk.
Yeah, I do. You're right. Fuck.
You've been in Thailand.
Oh, I just bought a tank top before I left for here. I bought a tank top at H&M. Oh,
dude.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I snorted Ritalin in Thailand.
Man, wow. So you just bit a little bit of bogan's
little,
good.
Right. It's Everyone's good. Got a little bit of that shit in them.
Yeah, you need it's otherwise you're a fucking boring asshole that just sits there quiet when awesome things are happening. See, someone get knocked out, you should stand up. I was at a bar in Melbourne when the Rousey
Bogan, that sucks.
The
yeah.
Rousey Misha Tate rematch.
Oh, that really excited one that almost went the distance? So stupid. No, gives a shit about female fighting until she loses
serious?
One round. If she loses one round, I'll be like, there's a whole league here.
Yeah.
Until she loses one round, I'm like, we have one fighter and a bunch of people that have been doing it for a couple of years. I mean, there's no wily competitors in the women's whatever conference. There's no one who's been around for 12 years and knows the ins and outs of fighting. The combined average record that she's fighting against is like 9-3.
Well, there's nobody to really...
Yeah, it's fine. It's not a knock on her. It's a knock on the whole fucking women's MMA.
Yeah.
The other division, I'll watch that. It's at least a little competitive.
Oh, with Joanna... What's her name? The Polish
chick. I don't know, whoever, but like...
That just belted the fuck out of it. But here, I had a very bogan moment. Everybody in the bar was cheering for Tate.
Yeah.
And I had my Ronda Rousey t-shirt on. I was pretty fired up. And she caught her in an armbar in the second round. And I just didn't even mean it. I stood up and went, break her fucking arm.
You got to get lost.
And there's
in
other
UFC
bogans
fight.
There are like turning around like, fucking hell, this guy. This guy's a loose unit.
You got to get lost in fights.
Yeah.
That makes it more fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
If you care, you can't watch them. There's no like halfway.
Yeah. My girlfriend will watch fights, but then she'll constantly ask me if I think something bad is about to happen, like if somebody's caught in a kimura or something.
It's bad, like, about it. Like, no,
are
good.
They? And
good.
I'm like, yeah, cover your eyes here.
Yeah, we'll see. So they don't go. They don't. Okay, so they go to America. They go to Thailand and Bali.
Oh, but the ultimate bogan America itinerary.
Yeah,
man, I'm going to the States. Can't fucking wait to go. Oh, yeah? Where are you going to check out, like, Seattle or Pacific, anywhere Pacific Northwest or maybe Chicago? Nah, cunt. Going LA, Vegas.
Vegas.
Miami.
Oh, yeah. Two of my least favorite cities.
The bogan trifecta in America.
Miami, I just, like, see no reason to ever go there. No. It's the first place I ever turned down a gig.
Yeah.
Miami Improv, like, I'm like, no. Ask them for $50,000. That's how much it'll cost. They're like, you've only ever made $1,200. I'm like, that's right. Ask them. They're like, well, that means no. I'm like, that's right. It means no. Miami, Vegas is garbage, too. It's this garbage aesthetic.
What's that?
Vegas. The like, we got a party all night. Yeah. It's like, don't force it.
Yeah.
Get into some shit. Dress up. It's everyone there in tank tops and flip-flops. I'm like, this is Sinatra with fucking... nice suits.
Didn't you find Vegas? Vegas and Thailand similar in the way that, especially Phuket, no more than 4 nights. You can't do more than four nights. If you're in Vegas,
they say 2 nights are Vegas.
You reckon? Yeah,
Friday night, Saturday night, get out of there Sunday.
Get out. Yeah,
yeah. Right, 4 nights is pushing it.
Yeah,
but I've been there for a week before.
Yeah,
you got to have a new experience. 5 nights
with my dad. We were fucking a mess. Yeah,
because it's expected. You got to do shit. Where it's like you got to, if you're there for that long, you're like, go sit by the pool all day.
Yeah.
Don't even go out at night. Like here, like occasionally, like I'm just going to go home and go to sleep. You feel like a loser here doing that, right?
Yeah.
Nice. It feels so weird. Like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I'm going to go home. I'm like, oh, really? And then I remember once looking at my watch, I'm like, it's 2:30.
Yeah.
It's not even early. I'm allowed to go home.
That the late show here, Late and Live, one of the late shows. I was on there last night. You pulled your balls out.
Yeah, sure. Well, once I realized it was the vibe of the Comedy Store, I'm like, this feels like late night at the Comedy Store.
Oh, just, is that what
just
it is?
Full. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to fuck around with you guys a little bit. And then I was like, went into a story and there was like not the right vibe for it.
Yeah.
So I had a good 7 or 8 minutes and like a minute of like, eh, we're losing you. And then once they all started cheering, I was in the story, I'm like, I pulled my pants down. They're like, yeah, pull your pants down. I'm like, oh, we're definitely doing that. I was like, I'm just deciding how to do it. But like, it's happening.
And nobody in the crowd is like, oh, he's about to get his balls out. So get your fucking balls out.
Yeah. That's for sure a late night Comedy Store vibe.
Yeah.
Or Don Barris would be fucking getting people on stage, showing their boobs.
You have to have a few nights off here, though. Melbourne's the same. You can't, I don't think, you can't nights go hard drinking. For a month.
Yeah, you can't.
You can drink steadily every day. Like, I'll always have like four or five beers, a couple of whiskeys, head home. But yeah, it's like your weed is like my beer. Like, that to me would be nothing.
Yeah.
Like, if you smoked a few joints in a day, I'd be like, what? How the fuck has that happened?
I've drank more here since university.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had as much to drink in a month since college.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even, it's like.
How's it affecting you? Are you fine? Or?
Yeah, I'm pretty fine. I can sort of keep up. I tried to keep up with Ian Sterling one night, and that was a mistake.
Okay.
For sure. I mean, I have a rule that I have to give. Like, you don't drink with Canadians or Australians.
Okay.
And then I added people from Chicago to that. And you can drink with them, you just can't keep up with them.
Yeah,
Canaan. When they go, I'm going another round, go, I'm still good.
Well, I like drinking with Canaan, because Canaan is
from Chicago.
Yeah, well, it's like an Australian level, just pounding beers at no point are you worried
you won't
about
have
him.
To stop.
Yeah,
yeah, you don't have to worry about him.
Yeah. But I remember the other night we're having some whiskeys, and after a while you're like, dude, I'm done. And I'm just going, why?
Yeah.
That'd be like me with weed. I'd be a mess.
Did I barf that night? I barfed once here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put some shepherd's pie, some meat and ale pie in the oven. It was like 35 minutes. I was so hungry. You know, everything's closed here. And like, fuck. And then I'm like, oh, it's going to be forever. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got to go. And then I barfed for like a while, you know, laid on the toilet and stuff. And when I got out, I was like, oh, it's ready. Perfect. Perfect timing.
And now I really need to eat. I've got nothing in my stomach.
Yeah. I didn't have anything before. Yeah, what night was that? Did we walk all the way back that night? Or did I leave you? We did.
That was
the night I barfed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I left half a beer at the Loft Bar and was like, oh, I was getting the sweats and like...
I do that though. Like, I know exactly when to cook because drinking is my thing. I just know. I haven't barfed from booze in... It's got to be a few years. Yeah, a couple of years. Because I just go, that's enough. Like, I just know when
I should have had that's enough, and I had another half beer at the Loft Bar.
Yeah.
It's Ian. So now my new thing
is
too.
Ian.
Ian Sterling?
No.
Cool guy.
Where's he from?
Scotland.
Okay. He's
from
Edinburgh. Yeah, see?
He's from here. I mean, he lives in London now, I think, but like he's in Edinburgh. So it's like Australian, Scottish people, Chicago and Canadians.
It just seems to be our thing. I've got a few friends in Melbourne that are massive fans of yours as well. They went to your tour last time. Guys I went to high school with. That fucking love weed, And they've wrecked me a few times.
They have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's with that shitty Melbourne weed. So.
I loaded up a fucking joint here with whatever weed I found. It's fine. The cool thing about weed is your tolerance in a 3 days goes back to everybody else's.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So like, I mean, imagine if, I don't know, like you could have an alcohol tolerance and then imagine you only find like a 1% alcohol city.
Yeah.
After 4 days, imagine being like, yeah, 1%, I need 2 beers, I'll get drunk.
Yeah.
Like almost back to even again. Not quite, but almost. So I loaded up one joint with a bunch of hash in there too, and I'm going to wreck somebody. I'm like, this is how I smoke. Let's do this. So wait, a couple years ago, what were you saying?
I went off booze for 3 months. I went over to do gigs in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And beforehand, I got told I got told I had to pass a medical. So I went, fuck, I better not drink. My girlfriend at the time was a nurse. Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, you better stop drinking. You've got to pass a medical. And I was like, yeah, fair enough. Had no booze for 3 months. And then when I got back to Australia, it was like 3 beers. And I'm like, fuck, what? Oh, no. Better get the practice back. And
really? You got fucked off that?
Oh, man, fucked up over a handful of beers.
Yeah, my tolerance has gone for alcohol has gone way up. So now I can handle like 3 double shots of whiskey.
Yeah.
Although the doubles here, they don't do free pours.
Yeah, America is different when it comes to spirits because, when I was there last year, my girlfriend came along. It was her first time in the States. And she's like, oh, all I've had is 4 vodka sodas. I don't know why I'm so fucked. And it's like, you didn't seem pouring?
Yeah, they pour it into the pour, and then as they pour the shot in, they're also continuing to pour from the bottle.
Yeah, in America, they don't give a fuck. It's like tips.
You tip them well, and they'll hook you up.
Yeah.
I've had to tell the people at the Comedy Store, like, guys, I can't drink this. It's all – I am not looking to get blotto.
Yeah, blotto. What?
Gone.
Gonna sneeze now?
Yeah, I was going to.
Yeah.
But like put more soda in this.
Yeah, there's so much of the spirit in there, and then they get the gun out and they just hear like,
yeah,
like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's Mervis. I mean, Mervis, I can't drink this. I'm not the other guys. I asked for a fucking whiskey soda. Just give me the whiskey soda.
Yeah,
that's already enough for me.
Yeah,
I'm not a boozer. Yeah, my tolerance here has gotten to be like, but a double shot of whiskey is like one of our things of whiskey on the rocks, Scotch on the rocks, or whatever. And I have one or two of those in New York. And I'm like, I'm grown. Now it's like that plus beer plus before plus after.
I do find that when I'm doing shows in the States, the comedians that I'm with are sort of not worried for me, but like I'll get a 6th beer or 8th beer or something. Yeah. They're like, man, are you having a big night? And I'm like,
you're a professional.
No, I'm all right. I'm just chilling out.
Yeah,
just having a quiet one.
So you live in Melbourne now?
Yeah. But on the road, like this year I'm on the road 9 months or something.
Where? Mostly in Australia?
I was on the road for 3 months in Australia. Then I was doing gigs in Asia for a month.
Oh,
here for,
those Asian gigs are fun as shit, huh?
Yeah.
Here for a whole month.
Here for a month. And then I'm in the States for pretty much.
Are you going to stay at my place?
Man, it's looking like that. The guy from the Airbnb just wrote back today. He was a bit shitty, but he said, oh, I need a few days to figure something out. So,
really?
Yeah.
But it's like you're giving him over a month's notice.
Yeah.
I know it was like, it was a weight off from where it's like, it's cool, it's covered for a month, but it's like, this is plenty of time, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a cool place in a cool neighborhood.
Yeah, you're in a good spot.
Yeah.
Good spot. But yeah, man, I won't wreck your place. You'll come back. There won't be any Australian flags up.
Oh, yeah. Shit on the feet.
Southern Cross. Southern Cross stickers up.
Fucking bogans. And I know there's rules in Thailand that are made for bogans, you know? They're like, you got to pay for your towels at this hotel we stayed at. And that's like a normal thing at a lot of hotels there.
Yeah, because bogans steal them.
They do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah, it's like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, in Laos, did you go to Laos?
I did not go to Laos.
Laos amazing. But there's a Luang Prabang, Vientiane, and I forget the other place. But the other place, they used to do these tubing to it, like you could tube on the river.
Yeah.
And
they'd
sell mushroom shakes. But too many fucking bogans just throwing them back and then drowning in the river.
Really?
Now they had to stop the
tubing.
And Lao,
they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Lao doesn't give a fuck at all. Yeah. But they had to go, fuck.
They had to stop serving the mushroom shakes because of that.
Yeah.
The mushroom shakes I got at the full moon party were just like, I had like 3 of them and nothing. I mean, maybe the Ritalin offset it, but I don't think so. And the booze.
Yeah, you had like a little foray into being a bogan.
Yeah, a little bit there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shirt off at night.
Yep.
Even the Bogans really there, though, they were mostly friendly while you were at the full moon party.
Of course. Bogans, like 80% would be great.
Yeah.
There's just...
Yeah, they're kind of friendly. They're outgoing, sort of, right? They're not like standoffish. Like, this is our party. They're almost like too like welcoming.
Get a fucking beer, mate. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta cull all these garbage people from everywhere and then like figure out, because even cities have their garbage area. Mm-hmm. Individual cities, like, oh, you know what? They like make fun of like that. States
I grew up in a garbage area of Melbourne. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I went to a private school. I got a scholarship to a private school in a garbage area, which is rough because I was playing Aussie rules football. I was the only one in my team that went to this school. So all my teammates are like, you fucking rich cunt. Like, guys, I'm there on a scholarship. That I was the only one that would have to wear like a blazer and tie. And
ugh, that sucks.
They'd just be smoking cigarettes in a fucking tank top.
They're like, you're 14. How are you doing this? You have a show tonight?
Yeah.
What time's your show?
9:40.
Okay. That's a late show, huh? How the crowd's been here?
Man, really good. I've been lucky, like, with Brett Vincent and Get Comedy, because of my first time here, they like just pumped a bunch of money into promotion and stuff.
Yeah, I see your billboards.
Yeah, so I got them in, like, posters. Got a bunch of people in the first weekend, and because the shows were good, it sort of...
kept going.
Yeah, it's kept going. The start of this week was a bit quiet, and some older crowds, I don't know. The more, like, I got
this
some really
TV
good reviews.
Week too, so a bunch of TV people are here, and they make shitty crowds.
Sucks. And
shitty crowds,
I got
and
some
shitty after parties too.
Good reviews in fancy newspapers, and old people read. But it's awesome for a poster, but then old people go, we should see this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Burns said the worst shows are the day after you get nominated for a Fringe Award.
Oh, really?
Because everyone's like, oh, yeah, this is the thing we have to see. And it's like, you're not a fan. You're not even a fan of this type of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have next year. It's like, instead of reviews, I should be like, here are some other clips of other comedians that are similar style to me.
Yeah.
If you like them, then come on out. If you think these guys are dirty, then don't.
Yeah.
I hate that they give away all your show. Like Steve Buscemi had this great show. And,
some reviewers in the review will say, "Oh, and it was wrapped
but
up."
But even in the
write the punchline. Oh,
not the punchline, but even in the synopsis of your show, it's like it deals with depression and this and that. And it's like, well, let that be a surprise.
Yeah,
you know, this is all about.
But some of these
the time you got married,
like,
let me
stuff.
Find out. Yeah, they do love it.
Yeah,
but it's like,
and that's because you're up against 3,000 shows. In that guide, you are really trying to. Have something pop.
Yeah, what's his name? Brendan was trying to get his wife to go see Corey White.
Yeah.
And his wife's mother-in-law, maybe, I think. I forget. And she's like, well, I don't know. We might see this other show. We're kind of tired. Like, what's this show about? He goes, he was, his mom was a heroin addict, dies of a heroin overdose, and he's like half Aborigine and half, and he was like raped when he was younger. And she was like, yeah, sounds hilarious. He's like, no, but I mean, he makes it funny. I'm like, Brendan, stop arguing. They're not coming. They're done. They're not coming.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's what you have to do to promote these things. And then also say, but it's also funny.
Yeah. Which it is. I've seen bit like Corey stand-up. He's got some fucking funny stand-up. But yeah, there are some grim parts of that of that show.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, that's always a selling point.
I always find it hard when they're like, so what's your show about? And I'm like, man.
It's about an hour. It's funny. It's about a B+.
It's about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's got my best stories for the last few years. Yeah.
It should be what style it is.
Yeah.
It's mainstream. It's dirty.
Yeah.
It's clean. It's whatever, but not like what's it about. Like that content, you'll find out then.
Yeah.
Because then you can't surprise them with it. They've read it. It's in the synopsis right next to your show.
Well, that's why now all my, those little synopsis things, I just say what I've done in the last year. So it's like, last year, Nick went to Montreal, he did this, this, and this. You like the sound of that?
Right. That's smart.
Because then those things, you have to put those things in the guide. You send those through 6 months before the festival. You might not want to talk about that shit when that 6 months rolls around.
Yeah.
So I just try and make it as generic as possible, and it's good. The more things I do, the more you could just fill it up with I did this stuff.
So what are you doing? Just stand up, or are you doing
just stand
up? Are you doing a theme?
Oh, there's no theme in it. There's a couple little showy type bits, I guess. But
it's a fire.
Smells like it, and it's raining.
It's a barbecue.
So that's gonna be all right.
That's great. Well, whatever, the fire is gonna go up. Maybe I'll just close this. My shit doesn't smell like.
Yeah.
I got to do one of those. I wanted to. We didn't do it. Get one of those little barbecues and go to the Meadows. They sell those little, like, flat pans.
Yeah.
Those seem cool. All right. Well, I guess we've covered it, right?
Yeah, man. You found out you're a little bit bogan. I found out
everyone's a little bit bogan.
Man, you might be one of the very first. Were you Orthodox Jew growing up?
Yeah.
Man, to Orthodox bogan. Jewish bogan.
Former Orthodox Jew turned partial bogan. Ari Shaffir.
Does this guy have a curly rat tail? What the
fuck? Yeah, side tails? He got two instead of one in the back. Two on the sides. Where can people find you, Cody?
All the gigs and stuff, or like all the show listings, whatever, on my website, nickcody.com.au.
Yeah, that, not the show listings. This will be long over before this comes out.
Yeah, nickcody.com.au, the Nick Cody, Twitter and Instagram.
What if you put it in nickcody.com, then what happens?
Nothing.
CODY, it won't, nothing will come up?
Nah, somebody's got it.
Really?
They're like squatting on it.
Waiting for you to get big?
That's mate, they are in the long game if that's...
Nickcody.com.
Hold on. No, you've gone Nick Doody.
I have done Nick Doody, just filled in. Who's Nick Doody?
He's a comedian. I met him, I did a show with him the other day.
Really?
He said, hey man, I'm Nick Doody. And I'm like, no man, it's Nick Cody. My name's Nick Cody. And he's like, no, I'm Nick Doody.
Nick Doody.
Like, oh, fair enough. Yeah, I don't think anything happens. I couldn't get it.
Yeah, nothing happens.
No.
But then when you put AU, it comes up.
But AU...
.au?
Yep, .au.
Yeah. Boom, right up.
Bang.
Okay. You got Twitter? Do you do that stuff?
Yeah, I don't tweet that much. Instagram is the... I put heaps of shit on Instagram.
What are you on there? Nick Cody?
Yeah. No, I'm the fat Jewish on Instagram. I've got a lot of...
What did you guys hear about all that? Did you guys hear about all that?
Like, well, what was your take on all of it? Comedians know it just from...
Who's that? That's your kid?
No, that's my goddaughter. Man, I am, by the way, so it's my best friend. We grew up in the Bogan neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's a great dude. And his daughter, Adeline, he asked me to be the godfather. Me being the godfather of a kid. Nobody in his family is religious. But I think somebody in his wife's family was. That's so a very Bogan a thing. Just go, yeah, just fucking get the kid christened or whatever. Like
or whatever. Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody cares. Stuart Lee, yeah, I think I saw the same one. That's hilarious.
It was a decent, that was a good, fun show. Drinking beers at 2 p.m.
Yeah, that's like people like, you want a beer? And you're like, no, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Everyone eats.
And everyone's like, offering to buy rounds. You're like, yeah, okay, and then it's my turn to buy a round.
What's your thing? Shroom Fest. When's that on?
It's August this year, August 29th through 31st. So this Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Fuck. Man, I've never done mushrooms in my life.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
You got to do them.
All right. Well, I'm here for Shroom Fest.
But this will be out way after Shroom Fest is over.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's this week.
Well, guys, hopefully I'm still around. I've got no idea what mushrooms are like. I've only smoked weed a handful of times.
What? I know they have in Australia.
A handful of times. Drinks my...
I've had mushrooms in Australia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're huge. Like,
a very small amount, but yeah.
Yeah. They are big. I've just never done them.
You got to do them.
Yeah.
Why haven't you done them?
I don't know, man. I freak out a bit thinking I wouldn't handle it very well.
That's what everybody says.
But then it's
like,
fine.
I don't think mushrooms would be for me. It's like you're saying that based on no experience of mushrooms.
Yeah, that is true.
If you've done it 5 times and go, I found out mushrooms really weren't for me because I'm too introspective and that makes me do this.
Yeah.
Fine, but not like ahead of time.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be fine. You're all going to be fine. It's going to be great because everyone has great experiences.
Yeah.
Once in a long while, someone's like, oh, that was a little like rough, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
You just do them and then find out.
I think I said to you the other night, the thing that I always said, because people are like, oh man, the high lasts for 3 or 4 hours or something. And I'm like, fuck, that could be bad. But then I think about booze. If you're fucking blind drunk, that lasts for like 8 hours, 10, 12 hours.
Yeah, when you want to go, you wake up drunk.
Yeah.
When you want to like, oh, it's so drunk and you're like ready to like barf and just like feeling so bad. That doesn't just go away.
Yeah.
And you got to ride that out.
Yeah.
Even if you get some pizza, it's still like, this feels awful for like hours and hours. There's no feeling like that on mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
You might just really quickly, like, I'm nauseous, throw up, and then you're fine again.
Yeah. Yeah, I have had people tell me when they threw up on mushrooms, it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. They're laughing before it even comes out.
Yeah.
We had some once, and it was like this cake. I'd get stuff, I keep it in my freezer, and then we all use it when it's time, or I give it to people when they need it. You know, that's why people are like, what if you get like laced? I'm like, well, then lacing some other person with 50% possibility.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like stingy with my shit.
Yeah.
So, so we're trying to figure out what the taste of that thing was. And we're like, oh, what is it? It's like a Rolos? What is it? What is that flavor? Is it like a Tootsie Pop? And somebody's like, tastes a little like barf. Like, oh yeah, we just immediately we just barf. Like, you were like, and I'm just laughing. Like, yeah. Anyway, all right, Cody.
I'll have to try them.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If I get enough big enough group and we're going up to Arthur's Seat
on Sweet.
Some night, then yeah, you can come.
Well, thanks heaps, man. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. All right, that's it. Thanks. Hold on, we forgot. Epilogue. Man, the epilogue.
I just picked up, I've just gone to leave your place. I've picked up my wallet and sunglasses. Now, I've got Oakley sunglasses, but they're black. It's yeah. still borderline. Oakley sunglasses can be a bogan thing, depending on what type you get.
Yeah.
In the Gold Coast is the most bogan. It's like a beach plate, but fucking the worst bogans. A lot of Gold Coast to Bali similarities.
Yeah.
And the Gold Coast, the bogan things, white leather shoes, white yeah. Oakley sunglasses.
Really?
White Oakley sunglasses.
When did that become their uniform?
Man, I don't know. But it's just like what Scott Steiner would wear. Like those...
Who's Scott Steiner?
That wrestler, the WCW dude.
Yeah, they love the beach too, huh?
Yeah.
Bogans love the beach.
Everybody loves the beach, man.
The beach. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
I do love that you've found out you have done some bogan things. And it was fine. You came out of it fine. Maybe it's going to be like mushrooms. You were too scared to try bogan stuff, then you did it.
Yeah, maybe I'll become a full-on bogan.
That'll be your next tour.
Yeah, it'll be
T-shirt, a Southern Cross on there, and
yeah. Just you guys. I mean, I judged it before I had a chance to really know what it was all about. I love it. I love it. Yeah. All right, Cody. Everybody, if you're a bogan and you heard this and you were offended by it, please don't come out to my shows in Australia. I don't want you there unless you're going to be on your best behavior. Bogans, no yellow tank tops at my shows. Cover up your tribal tattoos with long sleeves because it's gross. Everybody else in Australia, feel free to come. Love to have you there. Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, October 15th through 17th, October 18th, October 22nd through 24th, Calgary in November. So, and then where else am I going? Philly, Dallas, Houston, Boston. That's the end of the year. And then Rogan, New Year's Eve at the Wiltern. So now you guys get a better idea of what bogans are, right? And when you hear that idea, it seems like, not racist because they're all fucking, you know, white Australians, but what's the word for racism without race? Bias? No. Anyway, it seems like a real negative, but then when you hear about them and you see them, you're like, oh, it's based in a truth. Bogans are garbage. You should see them start fights, and you're like, bogans, fucking calm down. But they don't. They're incapable of calming down. I wonder what the percentage would be of bogans to Australia. I'm guessing we're not taking into account that everybody's got a little bit of bogan in them. Not that, but I mean legit bogans. Not like I've been selfish, but I'm not a selfish person. You know, not like that. I mean like start to finish, you're a bogan. I'd say it's under 10%. I'd say it's under 10% of Australia. The rest of Australia loves to drink, for sure. But I mean legit bogans, I'd say maybe 10 or 15%. I don't really know. I haven't been to Western Australia. I haven't been to the inland. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to do some fun shit there. Sydney's when I'll have the extra time. 20th and 21st, I'll be off. Man, it's been a while since I've been to Australia. I'm looking forward to it. It's a fun place. and the beaches are great. All the girls wear bikinis tops instead of bras. Not all the girls, but the girls you'd want to wear bikini tops instead of bras, those are the ones wearing bikini tops instead of bras. All right, everybody. That's it, right? That's the end of it. Right? Anything else? No. I'll have tour shirts in Australia if you want them, with the dates on the back, the ones I only sell at live shows, with the whole 2015 tour, the Do Mushrooms tour. I'll have those, I'll have grinders, and that is it. So, Australians, if you want to save the money on shipping for my 2015 tour shirts, that are 3D. If you guys, the rest of you, there's not going to be a cooler t-shirt than this, a more out there t-shirt for a tour shirt. It's the Ari Shaffir Do Mushrooms shirt, and it comes with two pairs of 3D glasses, and it's fucking 3D. And if you don't wear them, the glasses still looks cool. But if you do wear them, that's when the 3D kicks in. So check it out, AriTheGreat.com, if you want that. Posters, anything you guys want. You know the reason I do this stuff too, by the way, merch. I don't really make much money at all on the merch. I do it because I think it mimics a cool rock experience as a fan. To be able to get tour shirts, to be able to get posters, to be able to get that shit. It's like, if you're into it, you know, I'm going to supply it so you guys can get into it if you know what I mean? It's like, it was harder when I had to do the shipping, but now J.R. Steiner does all the shipping. He's great, by the way. J.R., fucking great. But he's the one who came up with the 3D idea. It was an Australian, actually, who drew the design. And then J.R. Steiner was like, I think I can make this 3D. Who's that Australian guy? Are you going to come to the show? I'll get you free tickets, man. I'll get you a couple free tickets. Why not? Where do you live? Sydney? Was it Sydney? But I'll definitely bring you one of the shirts. Anyway, you guys, that's it. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 239. This is a hard episode to find music for. Bogans with Nick Cody.
Thanks, guys.
And we're done.
I really went out drinking. I told you I was at work. Don't ask me for commitment, 'cause it's something I will shirk. I'm a bloke, I'm a knocker, and I really love your knockers. I'm a labourer by day. I piss up all me pay watching footy on TV. Just feed me more VB, just pour my beer and get my smokes and go away. Or take me as I am. This may mean you'll have to fetch another can. Rest assured, if I start to make you breakfast, I'm going to extremes. But tomorrow I'll get shit-faced, and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bloke, I'm a yobbo, and me best mate's name is Robbo. Winfield is me cigarette. I dress in flannelette, sheer a singlet that is blue. Throw in a few tattoos, you know you wouldn't want me any other way. Got me figured out, the season's already changing. I think it's cool when I act like a tool, and me mates try to shame me. I'm a bloke, I'm a knocker, and I really love your knockers. I'm a labourer by day. I piss up all me pay watching footy on TV. Just feed me more VB, just pour my beer and get my smokes and go away. I'm a bloke, I'm a yobbo, and me best mate's name is Robbo. Winfield is me cigarette. I dress in flannelette, sheer a singlet that is blue. Throw in a few tattoos, you know you wouldn't.